High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Game was up first. Spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tim Marker. And coach, sitting at 2-1 on the season after losing last night to Kearney Catholic. Feelings on the season so far?
Well, you know, when we kind of talked about this earlier, to come out of those first three games and be 2-1, we're pretty happy with that. You know, we would have liked to probably finish the game a little bit better last night and not let it get away the way that it did. But otherwise, we're pretty happy with our effort, with where we are. Because I think everybody understands we've got a lot of work to do during the season to get to where we want to be at the end.
I guess number one, you got to come up with a score and replace Brianna Bowen from a year ago.
Yeah, and that's one of it. So far, it's kind of been score by committee with Kelly and Janessa and Carrie Coates coming back. And so, you know, we've been getting 10 points here or 8 points. You know, they've kind of been switching around a little bit, but. You know, we don't really have somebody that's going to be able to average 15 or 18 points right now. We just don't have that. You know, and everybody knows about Jalinda, and so they kind of key on Jalinda a little bit. And so we've got to have some of our guards step up, and hopefully our backside post can get things going a little bit too.
Where was the emphasis during the summer, during the preseason?
Well, a lot of the emphasis was with our younger kids to try and get them caught up. Jalinda was off doing some all-star games and some things and was pretty busy with that schedule. So we spent a lot of time with our younger kids trying to get them ready to go you know, we don't have a lot of juniors. We don't have a lot of sophomores this year. So we've got some younger kids that are going to have to make some big strides in order to kind of keep this thing going a little bit. So that's one of the things that we recognized and wanted to pay a lot of attention to.
Talked about to trying to replace Brianna scoring wise. What are the sort of things you're trying to replace from a year ago?
Well, you know, she's just such a different player. She's, you know, had a lot of length and was really deceptive for people. She had the ability to step out at the 3-point line and shoot over people, and we don't have that right now. We've got some good shooters. Kelly and Janessa both are good shooters, and you know, it just they need a little more room. To be able to shoot, where Brianna could create shots and shoot over people and you know, could have a little more contact even though she's out at the 3-point line. It, you know, just a little bit different style. She developed a drive where she could drive and penetrate, and that created some room for her. So our younger guards have got to be able to square up, take the shot, or square up and drive and just be a little bit more of an offensive threat than they've been in the past.
Trying to do the same sort of things from a year ago, both offensively and defensively?
Well, to some extent, but our team's a little different. We have kids that are a little bit more aggressive offensively and will drive a little bit more. You know, we don't have the fabulous lefty out there on that left-hand side. Everybody knew was left-handed, but still had the ability to get her 6 to 10 points a game going left, even though everybody wanted her to go right. You know, so as far as those things are concerned, we've got a team that's a little bit more interested in being able to drive, and a team that's maybe a little bit more physical. Our defense wasn't quite up to what we had hoped it would be. It was against Holdridge, and it was still okay against Aurora, especially at the end, but it was a little bit lacking last night. We need a little more pressure against Kearney Catholic to kind of cause a few more problems for them.
Adams Central opening up the season with wins over Holdridge and Aurora, and then losing last night to Kearney Catholic 65-43. A game, like you said, just got away from me in the third quarter as the Stars went on a 16-0 run there at the end of the third.
Yeah, they're a tough team. They have better guards than they've had in quite a while, probably since Rick's daughter was playing there. They've struggled with their guards being able to handle the ball, and they've got some guards now that can do that. And then they've got tall post players that are stepping out on the three-point line, shooting the three, and you've got to guard them on the perimeter, and they like to drive from there. And they can come in with four bigs at times, and it's tough to match up with them in that way. And the thing about it is all four of them can shoot the three, so they can get some good matchups inside if they want to. And then they've got Becky Squires inside rebounding the ball and getting putbacks, and she's a great passer, great hands. So, you know, they're... they're a tough team to try and deal with, and you know, they just did a nice job, played with a little bit more energy and effort, and hit some big shots and kind of got some things going, and when they got in that 16-0 run, they were really going, and you know, we just couldn't get them stopped.
You turned the ball over 31 times in the ball game last night. Has turnovers been a problem for you this year, or was that just the Kearney Catholic defense?
No, turnovers have been a problem. It's been a concern, and that kind of comes with, you know, trying to get some of this figured out as far as what are good shots and what are shots that maybe we shouldn't take, and that's part of what we're trying to figure out. I've always been a believer that a shot is better than a turnover, and right now we're at a point where we're overpassing the ball a little bit and passing up on some shots that we need to take, and you know, that makes it tough for everybody to read and react and understand what's going on when they're not sure if somebody's going to shoot or not. When, you know, when last year we had all the experience and kids that had played together for a long time pretty much knew when the shot was going to go and when they could crash hard. And, you know, we're just missing a little bit of that, some of that timing right now to understand that. And we keep working on it. We've got some young players that are coming along. Cheyenne's doing a pretty good job just to get a little more confidence. Or she shoots well, just needs to think that herself. Everybody else thinks that, and so as some of that comes along and they get a little bit more predictable about taking the shots, I think we'll get a little better.
Yeah, we'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Adams Central girls basketball coach Tim Marker as Patriots getting set to take on the floor here tonight against Centura. Coach, you've been talking about your ball club a little bit. In the past couple of years, you've had the experience on this team, but now the experience is kind of gone. It's kind of like starting over again, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, we've thankfully been able to use some of our younger players, and, you know, we've had a pretty deep bench going 9 or 10 deep in a lot of games last year, so... You know, they've got some floor experience, but they don't really have the experience of being the ones that are out in charge, being the ones that have to get things set up, and being the ones that have to be under control. And, you know, we had two really close games to start the year, and they ended up being able to make the free throws that matter and being able to run some time off when we needed to and handle the ball. But turnovers have been an issue, and I think that's typical of a young team trying to figure it out if it's okay for me to shoot or not shoot and when to shoot. And, you know, so we're trying to work some of that out, and you know, that's what the season's for as far as I'm concerned, and you know, we'll take all the wins we get along the way, but we want to keep getting better.
Centura in here tonight, a team that lost their season opener at Wood River by 1 or 2 points. So what's the scoop on there?
Well, I think they kind of had some of the same trouble where they've got some new players as well. They have a very good point guard who has a lot of experience, but it's still first game situation. And Wood River's got a team with a lot of experience. They've got a lot of seniors that have played a lot of games. And so I think, you know, Wood River was able to do a good job taking care of the ball, and Centura wasn't doing a great job of that. And their shot selection probably wasn't what Kathy would want. And so they kind of struggled in their first game a little bit. And Wood River is a scary team. They can hang around, and they can beat you. They've got some shooters. They've got some good basketball players. And so they're a team that is dangerous if you let them hang around.
What do you expect out of this Centura bunch tonight?
Well, I expect them to get up and down the floor and really, really play a physical game. She always has great post players that use their body well, and their guards are always very good passers. And I know they've got two good shooters out there. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full with them tonight. We've got to play one of our better games of the year already. And you know, to be able to be in the game with them, they're just a tough team all the way around. They're very typical of what Centura's had in the past. They're more experience than they've had the last couple of years and more talent. So that's a pretty scary combination.
What do you want to take a jump tonight for your ball club?
Well, you know, our girls have to play more aggressive than what we did last night. They've got to get out and play a little bit more physical type defense and be a little more aggressive, and hopefully that leads to being a little bit more aggressive on the offensive end. We were a little bit passive last night, kind of let Kearney push us around a little bit, and you know, we can't do that. If we do that, then teams are gonna be able to kind of have their way and be able to work inside and out, and Centura's good at that. And So we've got to come out and get after them a little more, a bit more than we did last night.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Jim Marker, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Centura and Adams Central tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to the Patriots Gym tonight. High school basketball at 1230 KHAS. Got a girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight. The Centurions out of Centura High School in town to take on Adams Central tonight. Girls game is up first. Patriots, a record of 2 wins, 1 loss already on the season. They knocked off Holdridge and Aurora in the opening weekend. They beat the Dusters 53-46, and they beat the Huskies by the score of 45-41. Came out last night and lost to the Kearney Catholic Stars by the score of 65-43. That was a close ball game most of the first 2.5 quarters or so, and then Kearney Catholic went on a 16-0 run at the end of the third quarter to widen the gap, and eventually they went on to win 65-43. Jalinda Hobson has been the hot product so far for Adams Central, averaging 7 points and 14 rebounds per game for AC. They'll face a team tonight in Centura that lost their season opener to Wood River last week, 52-51. Ball game is underway, and right off of the bat, Janessa Boland hits a three-pointer from the left side of the lane. So the Patriots on their opening possession score as Adams Central shoots to our basket to our right tonight as we view it high atop the Patriot gym here tonight at AC. Driving down the left side of the lane is Syntec. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebounded by Aiken inside. Her follow shot is up and in. Courtney Aker has done the job. Courtney Aiken has done the job for Centura. She is averaging 23 points and 11 rebounds per game. That's what she had in the opening ball game against Wood River last week. 3-2 is the score. Adams Central is out on top, just underway here at the Patriots gym tonight. High school basketball on 1230 KHIS. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Aiken out on the point there on Kelly Shuck. Shuck was trying to come to the wing on the left side, and Aiken knocked it out of bounds. So AC will play things in off of the far sideline. We have played 45 seconds, 3-2 the score. Patriots are out on top. AC with the ball here for the second time tonight after Janessa Boland nails the three from the left side on the opening possession. Boland has got the ball this time on the right side of the floor. Back out to Kerry Holland, who's battling back from an injury from a year ago. Now to a Janessa Boland again over on the right side to a Jalinda Hobson. Hobson had 12 points in the ball game last night against the Stars. Drives into the lane, and the ball is deflected away. It is picked up by Centura. First turnover on Adams Central in the ball game. They had 31 last night against the Stars. They averaged 19 on the season. There's a bounce pass inside and a traveling violation. They get it inside to a Jessica Schultes for Centura. She was working against Hopton behind her, and a traveling violation is called in Centura. 3-2 the score. Adams Central out on top, just underway here in girls high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. There's a ball deflected away from Kelly Shuck on the far sideline. Shuck will now play things in for EC. She finally gets it into Janessa Boland, and the Patriots will set up in their offensive zone. Lob pass goes to Jalinda Hobson, playing beyond the three-point circle. She comes across the top now to a Kerry Coates over here on the right side to Boland. Lobs it inside to a Hobson, dribbles into the lane, puts up a shot. It's no good, but she was fouled in the play. And the first personal foul of the ball game is going to go on Centura. It'll go on Lene Lytle. That's going to be her first and the first team foul called the Centurions. Here in the first quarter, non-shooting situation. It'll be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Shuck tries to come inbounds. It's going to be tipped away. So he's trying to get it to Holen. And the ball is going to be picked up here by Courtney Aiken. Aiken brings it back now for Centura. Bounce pass goes inside to Schultes. Her shot is up there. In and out, no good. And a rebound comes down defensively to Jalinda Hobson. Hobson goes over the far sideline now to Kerry Coates. Her pass is deflected by Aiken. Ball is brought down by Centura. Aiken gets it back. Here's the running layup shot. Good. Courtney Aiken has got a couple of field goals so far in the ballgame. And Centura goes out on top by a score of 4-3. The Patriots have turned the ball over twice already here in the first minute and a half of this ballgame. Here's Kelly Shuck back with the basketball for AC. Bounce pass comes over to Bolin. Bolin now to Hobson at the top of the circle. Hobson pounds it inside. That's Kerry Holen with the ball. Back down in the corner to Shuck. Her shot for three is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. Coach grabs it. Goes back inside. Her shot, no good. Rebound Holen. Follow shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Coach. Fourth time might be a charm here. Here's Bolin. Dribbles inside. Her little 15-footers went up there, no good. Aiken grabs the rebound. Comes back two on one. Drives it all into the basket. Her shot, no good. She's fouled in the play. So Courtney Aiken has already made a mark here in the first quarter for Centura. She scored a couple of field goals in the ballgame. And now she'll go to the free throw line here for Centura. The personal foul is whistled on Bolin. That's going to be her first team foul on the Patriots. So Courtney Aiken at 23 points and 11 rebounds in the ballgame last week against Wood River. Their only outing so far. And a free throw is up and in. They had a game that was snowed out on Tuesday night, so Centura's got only one game in the book so far. That was a contest with Central City at Central City, and they will make that up tomorrow. Adams Central has already got three games in the books, and we're playing in the second weekend of the 2009-2010 high school basketball season. Second shot by Aiken is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to AC. So it's a 5-3 ball game now as Aiken hits one out of two free throws. AC back with the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Shuck for three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Sedlak inside. Dumps it off down low. A shot by Hobson. It's going to be no good. Rebound Aiken. Gets the ball ahead to Sintek as she drives. Tries to come across the lane. Deflected. Wetzel picks it up now. In the lane. Throws it up left-handed. Her shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Hobson. Hobson to the far sideline. The Shuck gets the ball ahead. There's a jumper put up there by Cyan Gotch. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Centura basketball as they will play things in. So Gotch throwing up an air ball from short distance there. For Adams Central, it's a 5-3 ball game. The Patriots trailing by two. There's a long-range three by Sintek, no good. Goes out of bounds down here in the Coffin corner on the left side, and they give the ball to the Patriots. Last touch by Centura's Lene Lytle. 5-3 is the score. Girls high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHS. It's the first game of two. We'll have the boys somewhere around 8 o'clock here this evening. Janessa Bolin has got the ball now for Adams Central. Goes over to Sedlak. Free throw line extended left side. Entry pass. They get it to Hobson. The ball is tipped away from her. And it's going to be picked up here by Centura. Third turnover already on AC here in the basketball game. Aiken has got it. Left open in three-point territory. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Centura. So we will stay right here. The Centurions will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 4:05 to play here in the first quarter. 5-3 is the score. Centura out on top. Abby Sintek will play things in for Centura. Ball high above her head. Gets it in here to Aiken. Aiken picked up there defensively by Bolin as the Patriots go with the man-to-man defense. Throws it over on the right wing now to a Sintek again as she holds the ball behind a screen from Aiken. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Over here to a Tiffany Schultz. Schultz out to a Sintek as she holds the ball here against Gotch of AC. Dribbles behind a screen from Lytle. Now comes to the top of the key. That's going to be Baczynski. Dumps it off down low. Now a foul is going to be called as Baczynski got it down low to Aiken. And a foul is going to go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Janessa Bolin. That's going to be her second and the second team foul on the Patriots here in the first quarter. Going to the free throw line again for Centura is going to be Courtney Aiken. She has already had 5 points in the basketball game. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Make it 1 of 3 as that one does not go down. End of the ball game now for AC is going to be Kerry Holen as she checks back in. So Linda Hobson will come to the bench. 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 5-3 the score. Centura is out on top. Centurions looking for their first win of the season here tonight. Shot from the free throw line up and in by Courtney Aiken. And it's now a 6-3 ball game. Centura out on top. Adams Central comes back slowly with the basketball down the left sideline. Gotch has got it. Free throw line extended. Nice pass underneath. The shot is up and in. Terry Coach scores for Adams Central. Nice pass there from the left wing by Cyan Gotch. Terry Coates with the easy field goal there for AC, and it's now a 6-5 ball game. Centura's got the lead. Tiffany Schultz has got it between the rings out to Syntech as she holds the ball high above her head. Here's a pass into the lane, deflected. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Centura ball. Last touchdown there by Shuck of AC. So Centura will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. 3:10 remaining here in the first quarter. Centura's got the lead by the score of 6-5. They'll get things into the corner now to Lytle. Comes out of the wing to Tiffany Schultz, who's into the ball game. Now to Syntech. Back inside. Here's a shot by Lytle. It's up and in. Lene Lytle scores from point-blank range just to the right of the basket. 8-5 now. The Centurions out on top by 3 points. AC has got it now on their offensive end. Kerry Coates has got it. Coates here on the near sideline. Comes out to Holand between the rings. Holand picked up by Aiken defensively now for the Centurions. There's a feed over here to Gotch out in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Sidlak. Kelsey Sidlak is into the ball game now. On the dribble, brings it to the right side to Kelly Shuck. Back out to the top of the key. That's Gotch with the ball. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Down in the corner now to a Kerry Coates. Back out on top to Shuck. Drives down to the left side of the lane. Nice bounce pass down low. His shot is up and in. Kelsey Sidlak scores on the assist from Kelly Shuck. First field goal of the ball game for Sidlak, and it's now an 8-7 ball game. AC is trailing by a point. Centura's got the ball back in their offensive zone. Courtney Aiken has got it now for the Centurions. Off to a Syntech. Picked up there defensively by Gotch of AC. Syntech's pass deflected away. Ball is loose and is picked up near the 10-second line by Syntech. Now to Aiken. As she looks to dribble the ball here out on top against Coates. To the far sideline. They get it to Tiffany Schultz. Back out on top to Bozinski. Through her fingertips and is going to be picked up here by Sedlak. She drives, puts up a 10-footer. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the far sideline. The officials look, and they will give the ball to the Patriots. Taylor Wetzel comes back into the ball game now for Centura, replacing Schultz. Also checking out of the ball game will be Bozinski, as Jessica Schultes is back into the ball game now for Kathy Mettenbrink and the Centurions. AC will play it in. They can grab the lead here with a field goal. Gary Holand has got it, moves it to the right side of the lane. Her 12-footer has been up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Jessica Schultes for Centura. Schultes down to Aiken, and the Centurions bring it back into the forecourt. Aiken has got it offensively down for the Centurions as they run the offense. Goes over to a Taylor Wetzel. Free throw line extended right side. Lob pass down low. Lytle grabs it. Her shot's going to be up there. It's no good from point-blank range. The ball comes to the near sideline, and a foul is going to be called. Collision here on the near side as Gotch runs into a Syntech, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Syntech of Centura. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Centurions. 1:15 to play here in the first quarter. Patriots trailing in the ball game by a score of 8-7. Gotch has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side now for the Patriots as AC shoots to our basket to our right. There's Jolinda Hodson with the ball high above her head. Out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Aiken. Now to Kelly Shuck. 4-3. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Aiken. Jump ball is called as Hodson got in there. And the arrow pointing in favor of AC, so we will stay right here. Adam Central will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 53 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. 8-7. Centura has got the lead. There's a pass out on top to Jolinda Hodson. Dribbles into the paint. Has it deflected. Picks it back up and scores. Yeah, knocked loose first, and then Jolinda picks it back up and scores as she banks it in. And Adam Central has now got a one-point lead. 9-8 to score. Under 40 seconds to go. Now we got a foul out top. It's going to go on Kerry Coates of AC. She was trying to stay with Courtney Aiken out there. And Coates picks up the personal foul for her efforts. That's going to be her first and the third team foul on the Patriots. Kelly Shuck comes out of the ball game. Leslie Pfeiffer comes in now for AC. 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 9-8. Adam Central has got the lead. Neither team able to break away so far in the first quarter. The Centurions did have a three-point lead on a couple of occasions here. AC's now got a one-point advantage, 9-8. Syntech has got it here on the near sideline, dribbling with the ball as she works against Gotch. Syntech has still got it. Feeds down in the corner to Lytle. It's deflected away. It's loose, and it's going to be picked up here by Holand. Turnover number three on the Centurions. Patriots come back the other way. Hodson dribbles into the lane. Throws it over here to Gotch. Right at the top of the three-point circle. Her pass deflected. Comes to the near side. They try to save it. They do. They get it to Syntech. Centura's got it on the Adams Central turnover. Here's a shot from half court. It's going to be no good by Courtney Aiken. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. A little ragged here to get started in girls' high school basketball action tonight after one quarter. Adams Central 9, Centura 8. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS, 9-8 the score. Adams Central has got the lead over Centura. So far in the ballgame, Courtney Aiken has got 6 out of the 8 points for Centura. Lido has got the other two. Adams Central, Janessa Bullen, led off the ball game with a three-pointer. Kelsey Sedlak has got a field goal, so is Jalinda Hodson and Kerry Coates. 9-8 as we start quarter number two here tonight. The Centurions will shoot to our basket to our left. Courtney Aiken has got the ball for the Centurions. Down in the corner to Syntec, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound down in the corner is brought down there by Janessa Bullen. So Bullen will bring things back now for the Patriots. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Gets it in the hands of the playmaker, Kelly Shuck, for AC, and she'll set things up offensively. Left sideline, Jalinda Hodson has got it. Her pass out on top is deflected by Aiken, and the ball is going to be brought down here by Centura. Lytle has got it. That is turnover number 5 already on the Patriots here in the ball game, and then Centura comes back. Wetzel loses the ball out of bounds. So Centura has got 4 turnovers. Adams Central has got 5. 7:20 to play here in the first half. 9-8 to score. The Patriots leading by 1. Here's a pass by Shuck that's going to be intercepted again. Intercepted by Aiken. Gets it to the left side of the lane to Wetzel. A shot from 10 is good. Taylor Wetzel gets her first field goal of the ball game, and the Centurions go back out on top on a score of 10-9. We've played about a minute now here in the second quarter. AC has got the ball. Carey Coates goes to Jalinda Hodson inside the free throw circle. Drives it down the lane. Can't put up a shot. Now to Bullen. Her shot from 12 is off of the mark. No good. Aiken grabs the rebound. Out races the Adams Central defense. Drives for the hole. Her shot no good. Misses the layup and the rebound comes down to Kelly Shuck. Pass down the far sideline. They get it to Hodson. Dribbles inside. Stops left side of the lane. Her shot from 7 feet away is going to be no good, but a foul on the rebound. A foul will go on Centura on the rebound. It'll go on Jessica Schultes. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 3 on the Centurions. Non-shooting situation. AC will play things in. Janessa Bullen out in three-point territory to Shuck down in the corner. Around the screen. Brings it out to the top of the key. Gets it in the hands now to Hodson. Hodson to Shuck from the top of the circle. The shot's going to be too strong. Battle for the rebound. Hodson had it. Lost it. Comes to the near sideline. And Jalinda gets it under control now for AC. Back out to Janessa Bullen. Bullen to Kerry Holen here on the near sideline. Out in the three-point territory. To Hodson from just behind the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Jalinda Hodson hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. And the Patriots go back out on top of this seesaw battle. We played 2 minutes of the second quarter, 11-10. Patriots have the lead. Centura with the ball. Syntec from the corner, 4-3. Shot is up there. It is no good. Battle for the rebound again. It is loose in the lane. Jump ball is going to be called. Janessa Bolin got her hands in there on Jessica Schultes. The jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of the Patriots, so AC will come back the other way. The other high schools in town also in action tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia boys and girls playing in Donovan against Donovan Trumbull tonight. That doubleheader is underway. Action on ESPN 1550 KICS tonight. Hastings High on the road playing at Holdridge in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight. Try to keep you up to date on the scores throughout the night here on 1230 KHAS. Deep in the left corner, a shot by Kelly Shuck is up and in. Shuck has been averaging 11 points per ball game. She had 11 last night in their loss to Kearney Catholic. That's her first field goal in this one. And now the Patriots have their biggest lead of the ball game, 14-10, with 5:25 to play here in the second quarter. Syntec from the elbow. Her shot is up there, no good. Hodson grabs the rebound for AC. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Kelly Shuck has got it. Shuck trying to dribble inside the three-point circle. Has it deflected. Picks it back up. Goes to Hobson. Now to Coates over here. Her shot from 10. Rims off no good. Rebound is loose, and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to go on Adam Central. It's going to go on Hobson. A rebounding foul on Jalinda. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Patriots. 5:04 to play here in the second quarter. 14-10. Adam Central has got the lead, but the Centurions come back with the basketball. Courtney Aiken, who had 23 points in the ball game against Wood River last week in their 52-51 loss, will bring things up. Gets into the hands now of Schultz. Schultz outside to Lytle. Dumps it back inside. Here's a shot up and in again by Courtney Aiken. They really look to her offensively, and Aiken has already got 8 points in the basketball game, 3 field goals, and she's already 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Keeping the Centurions in things here in the first half, 14-12. Adams Central is out on top. Sedlak has got the ball for AC. Over here to Kerry Coates. Drives, puts it up there. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Aiken. Aiken has got it for Centura. Gets the ball ahead down to Syntek. And Syntek wanted to throw a bounce pass into the lane. Some indecision and a traveling violation. So Centura had the numbers on the break, and Syntek could not convert. Traveling violation is called in the Centurions. That is the 5th turnover on Centura so far in the ballgame. The Patriots have 6. AC turned the ball over 31 times last night in their ball game against Kearney Catholic. Lost to the Stars 65-43. AC has got it now. Coates out to Sedlak, top of the circle. Centura stays with a man-to-man. Here's Gotcha with the ball. Dribbles, moves to her right, still camping up a shot. Comes out to Hodson, takes it to the left side of the lane, dumps it down low. Sedlak back outside to Bullen. Her shot from 17 is going to be short. Rebound comes down to Centura. Aiken runs it back the other way against Bolin. Her shot off of the window is up and in. Courtney Aiken has now got 10 points in the basketball game for Centura. She's got 10 of the 14 points. And the Centurions have come back to tie things up at 14 points apiece. There's a wild shot taken by Bolin. No good. Rebound Coates back out to Bolin. Shot for 3. Good. Janessa Bolin now has 6 points in the basketball game. And the Patriots go back on top on a score of 17-14. Here's Aiken trying to drive it again toward the hoop there for Centura, and a foul is going to be called on Adams Central. Foul will go on Coates. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 on the Patriots so far here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Centura playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 17-14. The Patriots leading by 3 as AC is looks for their third win of this 2009-2010 season. There's a feed into the lane to Aiken. Her shot is going to be no good from right in front of the basket, but now a traveling violation coming back the other way. AC got the rebound. They got it into the hands of Jalinda Hodson, and she is whistled for the traveling violation. 7 turnovers on Adams Central. 17-14. AC is leading by 3 points. Centura will inbound the basketball off of the far sideline. Taylor Wetzel gets it to Aiken. Now down in the baseline to Lytle. Double team. Tries to come back out to Aiken. It goes right through her fingertips. Picked up by Janessa Bolin. Runs it back the other way. It's blocked from behind. Nice block there by Aiken again coming back. And she blocks that baby out of bounds. So Centura turns it away for the 6th time in their offensive end. But Aiken comes back with a great block back the other way for Centura. AC will play things in. Sedlak, her shot from 10 is up and in. Kelsey Sedlak now with 4 points in the ballgame. And the Patriots have their biggest lead of the ball game now at 19-14 with 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Here's Courtney Aiken with the ball now. Hands it away to Amanda Bozinski, who's into the ball game. Back inside now to Lytle. Turnaround jumper in the lane, no good. Bozinski grabs the rebound. But a 2 to the whistle, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Centura. It's going to go on Lytle. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 4 on the Centurions here in the first half. 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the second quarter. Adams Central is out on top by a score of 19-14. First game of 2 tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We'll have Centura and Adams Central in a boys' affair coming up at 8 o'clock this evening. Kelsey Sedlak has got the ball, comes across the top to Hodson. Hodson fakes and now drives it down the right side of the lane, throws it in the corner. The Bolin brings it up high on the block, kicks it back out to Gotch for 3. Shot good. Nothing but twine by Cheyenne Gotch. That's her first field goal of the ball game. The Patriots are out on top now by a score of 22-14. They have scored the last 8 points here in the basketball game after Centura came back to tie it up at 14. And now the Centurions throw the ball out of bounds, trying to get the Wetzel in the corner, and they threw it too far. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 7 on the Centurions. And now head coach Kathy Mettenbrink wants to call a timeout. Centura calls a timeout. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 22, Centura 14.
More than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Speaking of the Broncos, we will be with Hastings tomorrow. They'll be on the road playing in Sioux City against the Briarcliff Chargers. Tough matchup on both the women's and men's sides tomorrow. Game times will be at 2 and 4 o'clock on the air from the Flanagan Center in Sioux City at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. Bronco basketball here on 1230 KHAS. At the high school stuff here tonight, getting our first peek at the Patriots for the 2009-2010 season. AC out on top here in the girls' game, 22-14, just by the two-minute mark now here in the second quarter. Here's Shuck driving into the lane, leads it over here to Pfeiffer, drives it down the left side of the paint, loses control of the ball, picked up by Holen. Then her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Lytle. Long pass ahead. They get it to Baczynski. She loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds, but it was knocked out of her hands there by Bullen. It will give the ball to Centura. Centurions will play things in from underneath their own basket. That's Taylor Wetzel looking to key things in for Centura. Does so. Down in the corner to Syntec. Back outside. Baczynski throws up a long two-pointer. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Jalinda Hobson just inside the three-point ring, and Baczynski could not make that one go down for Centura, so the Centurions are still down by 8 points. 90 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's Gotts with the ball out in three-point territory now for AC. Comes over to Holen. Holen battling back from that knee injury that she suffered early in the season last year. Not yet back to 100%, according to head coach Tim Marker. Here's a shot. Her shot for three is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Courtney Aiken again for Centura. Aiken has already got 10 points in the ballgame, 10 of the 14 for Centura. Here's Taylor Wetzel out in three-point territory to Baczynski, back inside. Here's Lytle, tries to put a move on Jalinda Hobson, goes up with a shot that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to AC, back the other way. Gotch has got it, now to Holen, dribbles into the lane, her shot's partially deflected, and a foul is going to be called in Centura. And that's going to send Holen to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Amanda Baczynski. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number six on the Centurions. AC will play things in. Nope, that's going to be a shooting situation. As Carrie Holen was fouled in the active shooting, she'll get two. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Adams Central is a team through the first three games hitting 51% of their foul shots so far this year, 43% from the field, and 30% from three-point territory. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Holen. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Baczynski. Double-teamed on the baseline, and now a foul is called. Baczynski was in trouble down here on the baseline, but then AC commits the personal foul. That's going to be number six on Adams Central here in the first half, so no free throws, no harm done. Centura will play things in here in backcourt. Terry Coates comes into the ballgame now for Adams Central, replacing Pfeiffer. Last personal foul goes on Holen. That's going to be your first. So at the 42nd mark now, the second quarter, Adams Central has scored 8 points in a row. And the Patriots now lead by the score of 22-14. Here's Aiken with the ball. Her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Good job out top by Carrie Coates defensively for AC. Centura will inbound the ball. Abby Syntec gets it to Aiken. Now with 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Aiken bounce pass right side to Wetzel. Wetzel dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Takes it to the free throw line. Now ball tapped around, picked up by Wetzel, and a traveling violation is called on Taylor. So Centura turns the ball over here late in the second quarter, and now Adams Central has a chance for another field goal here with 19 seconds to go. Still plenty of time to get the ball up the floor. Kelly Shuck will bring it up now against Courtney Aiken. Brings it into the offensive zone with 13. Now to a carry coach to the free throw line. Drives, and a blocking foul is going to be called here on Centura. As Coates was heading for the hole, Courtney Aiken picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 6, I believe, on Centura. Into the ball game now is going to be Jessica Schultes for Centura. Adams Central will play things in with 10.5 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Kelly Shuck looks. They get it into Hodson. Down to the baseline. Her shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Centura. Schultes grabs the rebound, gets it away to Aiken. Aiken out to Taylor Wetzel for three. Her shot is no good. Here comes Buzinski with a rebound, but time runs out here in the second quarter of play. So Adams Central scores the final 8 points of the second quarter, and the Patriots will have the lead here at halftime in girls high school basketball action tonight. The score at halftime, Adams Central 22, Centura 14. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central has got the lead, 22-14 at the break. Not a whole lot of action through the first two quarters thus far. Adams Central had a 9-8 lead after the first quarter and a seesaw opening period here tonight. Centura hit the first field goal of the second quarter to go out on top by a score of 10-9. Patriots came back to hit a field goal to make it 11-10. Adams Central had their biggest lead of the ball game at that point at 14-10 as they then hit a three-pointer with 5:25 to play. Centura came back to tie things up at 14 points apiece, and then Adams Central scores the last 8 points of the first half, and the Patriots have got the lead here at halftime by a score of 22-14. Again, this is week number two of the high school basketball season here tonight. Adams Central picking up two wins last week in their own Adams Central kickoff tournament as they beat Holdridge 53-46 and then came back here and beat Aurora by a score of 45-41. Last night, they did not play very well in game number three. They lost to Kearney Catholic by the score of 65-43. Adams Central committed 21 turnovers, actually 31 turnovers, in that ball game last night. They got out-rebounded by the Stars, 31-22. Kearney Catholic used the 16-0 run at the end of the third quarter to really take control of the ball game, and Kearney Catholic went on to win the thing last night, giving the Patriots their first loss of the season, winning by the score of 65-43. Some big guns for the Stars in the ball game last night. Katie Sokolowski finished with 23 points on 10 of 16 shooting for Kearney Catholic. Lindsey Conley added 15 points, and 5'11" senior Becky Squires had a double-double in the ball game last night, 10 points and 13 rebounds. 11 of those were offensive rebounds for Squires as Kearney Catholic held the advantage on the boards. In fact, they came up with 17 offensive rebounds in the ball game last night against Adams Central, and that was more than enough to deal the Patriots their first loss of the season, losing last night by a score of 65-43. Jalinda Hodson led the way for Adams Central last night. She had 12 points and 8 rebounds. Kelly Shuck added 11 points in the contest last night. Centura has played only one ball game so far this year. That was last Friday night. They lost to Wood River 52-51. They were supposed to play Central City on Tuesday night, but that game was postponed because of the snowstorm. They'll try to get that in tomorrow up in Central City. So the Centurions are looking at a record of no wins and one loss so far in the season. Patriots sitting at 2-1, and right now AC has got the lead here at halftime. The score is 22-14. We'll take a break and come back and check the scoring. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back at the Patriots Gym. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Girls boys doubleheader. At halftime of the girls ball game, Adams Central is leading by the score of 22-14. Other high schools also in action tonight. Hastings High boys and girls are playing at Holdridge this evening. Hastings St. Cecilia's boys and girls on the road tonight playing at Donovan Trumbull. And the girls game there is already at halftime. And Hastings St. Cecilia's got a 20-point lead over Donovan Trumbull at halftime. It's St. Cecilia 31 and Donovan Trumbull 11. 22-14 here as the Patriots have scored the last 8 points of the ball game. In fact, it's been a while since Centura has actually scored in this basketball game. It was tied up at 14 points apiece with just under 5 minutes to play in the first half, and Centura did not score the rest of the way. Adams Central rattles off 8 straight points, and that's been the margin so far, 22-14. AC with a lead. Balanced scoring attack so far for the Patriots. Janessa Bullen has had a couple of three-pointers in the ball game. She's got 6 points. Kelly Shuck has hit a three, her only points in the ball game. Cheyenne Gotch has also hit a three-pointer in the ball game for Adams Central. Kelsey Sedlak came off of the bench for Adams Central. Hit a couple of field goals and 4 points. Jalinda Hodson has got 4 points and a couple of field goals. And Kerry Coates has got a field goal for two. Adams Central 0 out of 2 from the free throw line, as Kerry Holland was the only girl to get to the free throw line in the first two quarters tonight. So the Patriots 0 of 2 from the stripe. Unofficially 8 turnovers in the ball game. They've stuck 22 points on the board here at halftime. Centura is being led by Courtney Aiken. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Aiken had 23 in their loss to Wood River last week. Aiken has got 10 already in this ball game against the Patriots. 4 field goals, and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. So she has got 10 out of the 14 points thus far for the Centurions. Taylor Wetzel has got a field goal for 2, and Lene Lytle has got a field goal and 2 points. Centura 2 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half for 50%. They have turned the ball over 8 times. Here in the basketball game. So it's 22-14. Adams Central has got the lead over Centura here in girls high school basketball. We've got Hastings College basketball coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. We'll be in Sioux City as the Broncos take on the Briarcliff Chargers. Hastings College women have already won 8 games in a row. The guys have won 6 games in a row. So both teams on winning streaks as we hit the road tomorrow. Game times will be at 2 and 4 o'clock. We'll be on the air with a Jeff Dittman pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. Both Briarcliff teams are ranked number 15 in the country in their respective divisions. So it'll be a tough task for the Broncos. Hastings, their women's team, is currently ranked number 3 in the nation. So a battle of some top 25 teams tomorrow on the women's side of things, and we'll see a tough one on the men's side as well. We invite you to join us for the action from the Flanagan Center in Sioux City as Hastings takes on Briarcliff tomorrow afternoon. 22-14 is our score here. Adams Central is out on top of Centura. We've got the third quarter coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan's Sporting Goods, December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriots Gym at Adams Central as the second half is underway. Centura with the final 5 minutes of the second quarter without scoring, and they've got the opening possession here in quarter number three. They find themselves trailing now by the score of 22-14. Here's a feed inside. It's going to be no good, as going up for the shot was going to be Aiken, and the rebound comes down to AC. So there's misfortunes continue here. Kelly Shuck has got the ball for AC down in the corner to Hodson. Goes cross-court now to Bolin. Bolin brings it out on the wing now to Kerry Coates. Over to Kelly Shuck as he drives down the left side of the lane, and a foul is going to be called on Adams Central. A charging foul on Shuck as he runs over a defender down there for Centura. 22-14, the score. Adams Central has got the lead. The Patriots looking for their third win of the 2009-2010 season here tonight. Centura's got it. Lytle comes out between the rings now to Syntex. Swings it over here on the right side to Taylor Wetzel. Holds the ball. That's going to be Aiken again at the top of the circle. Now left side. Here's a long-range jumper up there by Syntex. Way off of the mark. Rebound comes down to Adams Central's Jalinda Hodson. Into the forecourt. Now to Shuck. Down the far sideline. To Coates. Entry pass. They get it inside there to Hodson. Back out to Coates. Now to Holen on the right sideline. There's Coates again. Out in three-point territory to a Janessa Bolin. The Holen cranks up the three ball. Her shot is going to be no good. Hodson tips the ball out. It's recovered here by Coates. Her driving layup is going to be no good. Battle for the loose ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Centura basketball. Last touch by Coates of AC. 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Syntex, short jumper from the left baseline. No good. Rebound Hodson. Outlet pass goes to Coates. Down the floor they come. Here's Bolin with it now. Back inside to Hodson. Her shot in the lane is up and in. Jalinda Hodson scores. She has got 6 points in the ballgame. It is now 24-14. Adams Central has scored the last 10 points in the ballgame, which takes us back into the second quarter. Centura has went a long, long time here without scoring. In fact, about 7 minutes without scoring here in this first half. There's another pass that's going to be deflected away, and it's picked up here by Adams Central. That is the ninth turnover now in the Centurions. Janessa Bolin has got the ball for Adams Central. Goes over to Coates behind the screen from Holen. Comes over here to a Hodson now. She drives it into the paint. Jump pass goes to the far sideline. There's a long-range jumper by Coates. No good. Rebound Aiken. Aiken runs it back the other way for Centura. Avoids one person. Drives it into the lane. Her shot no good. Tip try no good. And the rebound comes down to Hodson. Boy, Centura cannot buy a bucket here in the last quarter and a half. We're down to 5:33 to play in the third quarter. That's 24-14. Patriots now leading by 10 points. Coates has got it in three-point territory. Now to Holen. Holen holds it, and out to Kelly Shuck. Shuck just to the left of the lane. Looking at this defense, entry pass. They get it inside to Holen. She cranks up a 15-footer. Shot no good. Hodson with a tip. No good, and the rebound comes down to Centura. Here come the Centurions down the far sideline. A pass is going to be deflected out of bounds by Janessa Bolin. Into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Sedlak. Going out is going to be Holen. 5:08 remaining here in the third quarter, 24-14. The Patriots have opened up a 10-point lead over Centura. It was 9-8 at the end of the first quarter, 22-14 at halftime. Here's Aiken with the ball for Centura. Gets away, drives it down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled. That breaks a long, long drought there for Centura. Adams Central has scored the last 10 points here in the basketball game. So Linda Hodson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. First team foul on the Patriots here in the second half. And going to the free throw line will be Courtney Aiken. She's got 12 points in the basketball game. So now it's 24-16 with 4 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Aiken puts up the free throw. Rashana's up and in, so she hits a three-point play. She's now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. She's got 13 of the 17 points for Centura. And the Centurions are back to within 7 points now, 24-17. Centura will go to a zone defense now, a 2-3 zone. Here's Hodson driving the baseline left side. Pass across the lane, goes deep in the corner to the right side to Coates. Back out to Kelly Shuck, dribbles one, sends it over to Coates on the far sideline. There's Shuck at the point. Lob pass to Hodson at the elbow, drives it down the right side of the lane. Puts up a little 10-footer. Shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jessica Schultes for Centura. Long pass ahead to a Taylor Wetzel. Lost control of the ball. That's going to be picked up here by Shuck of AC. Turnover number 10 on Centura. Here's Bolin. Her shot at the other end is good, and she's fouled into play. Janessa Bolin puts it up there left-handed. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. She'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Fouled into play there by Jessica Schultes of Centura. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 2. On the Centurions here in quarter number 3. Bolin at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The rebound comes down to Centura. Aiken has got it again for the Centurions. In the offensive zone to a Centec. She puts up a 12-footer from just to the left of the lane. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down by Schultes. Schultes to Wetzel. Now to Aiken. Her shot good. Courtney Aiken scores again. She's got 15. The Adams Central lead is now 7 points at 26-19. 3:53 to play here in quarter number 3. Here's Jalinda Hodson with the ball. Now to Kelly Shuck. Shuck out here in 3-point territory. Throws it to the near side. Nearly threw it over the head of Bolin, but Janessa climbs the ladder to grab that one. Now to Kelly Shuck at the point again. Picked up by Aiken for Centura. Here's a pass over here to a Janessa Bolin. Just left of the lane. Entry pass. They get it inside to Coates. Her shot is up there from 10. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Shuck for 3. Her shot no good, and the rebound down to Aiken. Courtney Aiken has got it for Centura down the left sideline. Pass near side Wetzel. Shot from 7, no good. Rebound comes down to Sedlak for the Adams Central Patriots. 26-19, AC with a lead. We're down to 3:10 to go. Adams Central with the ball in their scoring zone. Here's Coates, a long 3. Put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Courtney Aiken for Centura. Gets it away to Syntech. Brings it back down to Aiken, and she'll bring it into the offensive zone for the Centurions. Aiken, bounce pass right side to a Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel goes in the high post to Lytle. She tries to shove it down the lane. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. 11 turnovers on Centura as they try to get the ball into the hands of Schultes. That one was picked off by AC. Here's Shuck driving back the other way. Her shot no good. Rebound Sedlak, and she puts it in. Kelsey Sedlak hits her third field goal of the ball game on the offensive putback. Sedlak now with 6 points in the contest, and now Centura wants to call a timeout. Kathy Mettenbrink up for the Centurions wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the third quarter. We've got a break with a score. Adams Central 28, Centura 19.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers. From Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Centura goes nearly 8 minutes without scoring. A stretch from late in the second quarter into the early stages of the third quarter. Adams Central during that time rattled off 10 straight points to grab a 10-point lead at 24-14. Right now it's 28-19. AC has got the advantage. Centura's got the ball, and coming out of the timeout, they immediately turn it over. Losing control of the ball was Wetzel here on the near sideline. Hodson has got it now for Adams Central. 12 turnovers on Centura here in the contest. AC has got it here in backcourt. Being double-teamed is going to be Janessa Bolin, and now Tim Marker is up, and he wants to call a timeout. Bolin in trouble in backcourt. Marker tries to save the possession, and he does as he calls the timeout. So we'll take another break. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the third quarter. Adams Central 28, Centura 19.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Adam Central with the ball. Bringing it back will be Janessa Bullen into the offensive zone. The Cheyenne Gotch. As Centura has gone back to a man-to-man defense. They played a little zone there early in this third quarter. Adam Central has got it from the right side. Hodson throws up a 17-footer. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Amanda Bozinski. Or Centura gets it in the hands of Aiken. Drives the distance. Her shot is up and in. Courtney Aiken now has 17 points in the basketball game. 17 of the 21 for the Centurions. Bolin has got it down in the corner on the left side to Emily Boniface, who's into the ball game for the first time. To Hodson. Tries to dump it down low. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Aiken. So Adams Central will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1:34 to play here in quarter number three. 28-21. The Patriots leading by seven. Bullen gets things in. That's going to be Hodson with the ball. Hodson comes over here to Gotch. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 10-footer. Air ball. Rebound comes down to Bozinski for Centura. Gets it into the hands again of Courtney Aiken. Dribbles down to four, being hit from behind, goes up with a shot, no good, gets her own rebound, follows, shot good, and she's fouling the play. Courtney Aiken, a little push from behind there. Gets her own rebound anyway, lays her back up and in. She's now got 19 points in the ballgame, keeping the Centurions in this thing. 28-23 the score now. The personal foul goes on the Patriots. That's going to go on Hodson. That's going to be her third for the push. So Courtney Aiken, now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. We'll try to add to her total right here. She had 23 last week in their win over Wood River. She had 23 out of the 51 points last week as the Centurions suffered their first defeat of the season in the hands of the Wood River Eagles, 52-51. It is now a 28-23 ball game here. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be short. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. That's Lynnae Lytle. So Courtney Aiken misses the free throw. Lytle gets the rebound, and then she is fouled in a play. And now Lynnae Lytle will go to the free throw line here for Centura to try to make this a three-point play. Lytle now with 4 points in the basketball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. This time AC grabs the rebound. So now it is 28-25. Centura has scored the last 6 points here in the basketball game. Here's Holland with the ball. Back outside to Kelly Shuck. Comes across the top of the circle there. To a Janessa Bullen as she holds the ball and now dribbles out here for AC. Bullen has got it as she works against the man-to-man defense for Centura. Kelly Shuck on the wing against Aiken. Personal foul is called on, let's see, Aiken picks up the foul here for Centura. That's going to be your second. That's going to be team foul number three on the Centurions here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. It'll be AC playing things in with 53 seconds to play in quarter number three. 28-25, Patriots have the lead. AC has got it. Holand takes it to Coates, drives the baseline. Her shot off of the window is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bozinski. Outlet pass goes to Aiken. Courtney runs it back the other way on the dribble. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Comes to the free throw line. Bozinski dumps it down low. That's Schultz. Her shot is up and in. Tiffany Schultz scores. That's her first field goal. And now the Centurions are back to within 1 point, 28-27, after trailing by 10 early in this third quarter. The Centurions have come back from a long way here in this third period. Janessa Bullen trying to drive. She's cut off nicely there by Lytle. Her pass comes back out on top to Shuck. Gets it back inside to Holand. Turnaround jumper good. Carrie Holand gets her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 2 points. 30-27. 9 seconds to go. Here's Aiken with the ball. Stops out here 30 feet away from the basket. Goes over to Syntek on the far sideline. Takes it down to the baseline. And now Syntek throws it up at the buzzer. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. So the Patriots build a 10-point lead here in the third quarter, only to have Centura come back and pull within one at 28-27. The Patriots get the final bucket there in the third quarter on the little short jumper in the lane by Kerry Holand. And Adams Central will have the lead after three quarters. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 30, Centura 27.
Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the fourth and final quarter here, 30-27, Adams Central. Trying to hang on here tonight against the Centurions. Adams Central with the opening possession here in the fourth. Here's a pass by Shuck. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to take it into the lane. The ball is going to be intercepted by Syntac. That's going to be turnover number 9 on the Patriots. 30-27, AC with the lead. Here's Bozinski trying to power her way to the basket, and she's tied up on the play. Bozinski just trying to back up down the lane, and she is tied up on the play there by AC. But the possession arrow pointing in favor of the Centurion, so Centurion will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it down in the corner on the left side to Lytle. Lytle out to Bozinski. Down in the corner again to a Syntac. Circles around on the dribble. Now to Aiken. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts it up and she hits it. Courtney Aiken now with 21 points in the ball game. And it's now a 30-29 ball game again. A one-point lead for the Patriots. Adams Central trying to hang on. Here's Gotch with the ball. Not a Bolin for three. Shot is up there. That one is no good. Aiken grabs the rebound. Adams Central has no answer right now for Courtney Aiken on defense. Aiken with 9 field goals, and she is 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. 30-29, Centura can pull ahead here with a field goal. Here's a shot in the lane. Good. Tiffany Schultz hits her second field goal, and Centura has come all the way back. And they've now got a 31-30 lead over Adams Central after the Patriots led by 10 early in the third quarter. Shuck goes down low to Hodson. Her shot is up and in. Shuck gets the assist. Jalinda Hodson gets the field goal. Jalinda now with 8 points in the basketball game. Adams Central comes back to grab the lead, 32-31 with 6:36 to play in the ball game. Tiffany Schultz has got it. Dribbles once, sends it across the top down to Syntac. Syntac picked up out there by Gotch of Adams Central. Gets away on the dribble, drives it down the left side of the lane, puts up a 10-footer. Her shot no good. Battle for the rebound, ripped out of there by Holland. Terry Holland has got the ball for the Patriots. Dribbles to the near sideline. And now gets it in the hands of Shuck. She'll set things up offensively. Here's Bolin. Now to Holland. Baseline left side. Comes back out to Bolin in three-point territory. Across the top to Gotch. Man-to-man defense here for Centura. Janessa Bolin now about 25 feet away from the basket, holding the ball. Starts the dribble. Goes over here on the wing on the right side to Gotch. She hangs on to it. Ball high above her head. No movement right now. The Adams Central offense. Back out on top to Bolin. Bolin sends it over in the right wing to Kelly Shuck. Gets away from Aiken, drives it into the paint. Her shot's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Lytle. Lytle has got it now to Courtney Aiken. Into the fourth court for Centura to Bozinski, now to Aiken again. 5.5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. 32-31, Adams Central is leading by a point. Tiffany Schultz has got it on the wing. Dribbles out here in three-point territory, picked up now by Kelly Shuck as the Patriots stay with their man-to-man defense. Courtney Aiken. Retreats out near the 10-second line. Tries to work one-on-one now against Bolin. Moves it to the left side and now cuts with a hole. Throws it down to the baseline. Here's a jumper by Schultz from 12. It's going to be no good. Aiken grabs a rebound and a foul is going to be called. A rebounding foul here on the Centurions. It's going to go on Courtney Aiken. That's going to be her third personal foul. So 3 fouls now on Courtney. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Centurions. We're down to 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, 32-31, Patriots leading by a point. Adams Central has got it. Here's a nice feed to Gotch. Then a pass into the lane to Hodson, and she blows the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Aiken, running back the other way. 3-on-2, drives it for the hole. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hodson for AC. Outlet pass comes to Kelly Shuck. Down the near sideline to Gotch. Gotch now to Shuck, sends it down in the corner. Bolin open for three, takes the shot and buries it. Janessa Bolin hits the 3 from deep in the left corner. She had got 11 points in the basketball game now for Adams Central. Patriots are leading by the score of 35-31, 4.5 to play. Here from the Patriots gym at Adams Central. Aiken's pass to the near sideline is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Gotch, 2-on-1 the other way. Bounce pass, Bolin can't handle it. She saves it from going out of bounds, though. Gets it to Hodson, now to Shuck. Inside to Holland, shot good. Terry Holland scores, and now Centura wants to call a timeout. So Adams Central comes back with a nice little run there. And now with 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the basketball game, we've got a break with a score. The Patriots 37, Centura 31.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Back in the Patriots gym at Adams Central. The Patriots just went on a 5-0 run. And Adams Central has now got a 37-31 advantage here in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes and 16 seconds to play. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to girls high school basketball action here tonight between the Patriots and the Centurions. We've got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central led this ball game 9-8 after the first quarter. It was 22-14 at halftime, 30-27 after three quarters in favor of the Patriots. And Adams Central now leading by the score of 37-31. Adams Central is led by as many as 10 points. That was early in the third quarter at 24-14. The Centurions have done a nice job getting back into the basketball game, but the Patriots just rattled off five straight points there. At Centura, some costly turnovers on their offensive end. Here's Aiken with the ball in the lane, forces up a shot, no good. Battle for the rebound, Lytle has got it, jump ball is called. So Linda Hodson ties up Lytle in the possession arrow, pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will get to come back with the basketball with 4 minutes to play now here in the fourth quarter. Holen will inbound, she does. Gets it into the hands of Shuck, now to Holen again, now to Bullen. She brings it into the offensive zone on the dribble, over to a Kelly Shuck. Shuck dribbling with the ball. Rainbow pass comes on the near side to Gotch. Gotch over here to a Bullen. Swings it right side down to Shuck. Entry pass is deflected by Aiken. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central ball. Trying to send that pass in from the right wing. And the ball is tipped away by Aiken. Adams Central will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Kelly Shuck. Bounce pass comes inside to Holen. Shot rims off. No good. Aiken with a rebound. Courtney runs it back the other way. And a dribble now for Centura. Her pass. Schultes wasn't looking for it. It bounces off of her shoulder, and it is picked up here by Adams Central. Turnover number 14 on the Centurions as Schultes was not looking for that pass. 3.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Patriots leading by 6. Carrie Holen with the ball, top of the key. Nice feed down low to Bullen, and she lays it in. Janessa Bullen scores for Adams Central. She has got 13 points in the basketball game. It is now 39-31. Adams Central has scored 7 straight points. There's a ball deflected out of bounds there by Adams Central defensively. Gotch was over there for Adams Central. Here comes Bozinski back into the ball game now, replacing Schultes. Also checking in is going to be Kara Lyon for Centura. She's in there for the first time. 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Lyon, a 5'8" sophomore. There's a feed into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bullen. She brings it back the other way. One on two, and now she'll hold things up here. Nearly traveled with the ball. Got into the hands of Hodson. Hodson now to a Kelly Shuck out here in three-point territory. Centura stays man-to-man. Here's a bounce pass to the wing that's going to be deflected out of bounds by Aiken. 2:42 remaining. Here in the fourth quarter, Adams Central trying to hang on for their third win of the season. They would go to 3-1 if they can win this ball game. Centura would drop to 0-2. 39-31 with 2:42 remaining. Bullen goes over to a Jalinda Hodson. 1 foot in, one side out of the three-point ring. Now to a Janessa Bullen. Bounce pass to Kelly Shuck. On the wing, about 25 feet away from the basket. Bullen now at the top of the circle. Holds the ball against the Taylor Wetzel. Goes over to Gotch. Gotch holds it. Comes back to the left side of the lane to Hodson. Drives it down the left side of the paint there. She's double-teamed. Her pass back out on top. Deflected away from Bullen. Or rather, Holen, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central basketball. I think the deck hard was Lene Lytle for Centura. She's going to stay into the basketball game. 2:15 remaining. Lytle hits the deck hard, and now head coach Tim Marker wants to call a timeout for Adams Central. So now the Patriots want to talk things over, make sure everything's on the right page here with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score of the Patriots 39 and the Centurions 31.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central, 39-31. The Patriots have the lead here with 2:15 remaining. At the end of three quarters in Donovan tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Donovan Trumbull. The score is 50-18. St. Cecilia 50, Donovan Trumbull 18. That's in a girls' ball game up at Donovan tonight. 39-31 is the score here. The Patriots out on top of the Centurions. Adams Central has got the ball following the timeout from head coach Tim Marker. So AC has got it back in their offensive zone. Bolin has got it here at the top of the three-point circle. Now retreats out here between the rings. Throws it over here on the left side to Gotch. Adams Central is running some clock here. They've got the eight-point lead. Centura is in a man-to-man defense, chasing the Patriots all over the place, but they can't get the ball. Gotch double-team, bounce pass. Comes out near the 10-second line. That's Kelly Sheck with the ball. Dribbles once, comes over to Hodson. Hodson now out to Bolin again. Bolin comes over here to Sheck. Sheck holding the ball. We're down to a minute and 40 seconds to play. Here's Hodson dribbling inside. Won't take the shot, though. Down in the corner to Bolin. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 10-footer and scores. Janessa Bolin has had a solid ball game here tonight for Adams Central. She has got 15 points in the basketball game. Adams Central now leading by 10 points again at 41-31. Deep in the right corner. Shot for three is no good by Syntec. Offensive rebound. Comes down to Centura's Lytle, and her shot's going to be no good, but she was hacked in the arm. A foul is going to go on Carrie Holland of Adams Central. That's going to be her second. Team foul number five on the Patriots so far in the second half of play. But this will be a two-shot foul. Going to the free throw line will be Lene Lytle. She's got 4 points in the basketball game. 0 of 1 from the stripe. Her shot is up there. It is no good. She will get one more. She had 6 points, 9 rebounds in the ball game against Wood River a week ago. Next shot is up there. That one is good. That breaks the ice. 41-32. Centura is back into the ballgame. In fact, they led this thing in the fourth quarter here, but Adams Central has done a good job putting some final nails into the coffin here. Kelly Shuck has got it. Double team here on the near side. Tries to get away, and now a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Wetzel. Taylor Wetzel picks up the personal foul for Centura. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Centurions. A minute and 3 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 41-32. Adams Central with a lead. Janessa Bolin with it in three-point territory. Comes to Kelly Shuck. Dribbles to the elbow. Throws it to the far side now to Hodson. Hodson dribbles inside the ring. And now we've got a whistle again. And a foul is going to go on Centura. Hodson had it inside the three-point ring on the right side of the lane. But a personal foul is going to be called on Taylor Wetzel again. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 5 on the Centurions. And now Kathy Mettenbrink, the head coach for Centura, wants to call a timeout. 54.3 seconds to play. In the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 41, Centura 32.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Patriots playing their second ball game of the week after losing to Kearney Catholic last night by a score of 65-43. They'll play two more games before the Christmas holiday break. Next weekend, they've got Ord and Gibbon. A home contest against Ord, and then it'll be on the road playing at Gibbon. Adams Central plays things in on the far side, and immediately a foul is going to be called on Centura. It's going to go on Amanda Bozinski. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 6 on the Centurion, so still no free throws. We're down to 50.8 seconds remaining. Patriots leading by 9, 41-32. Now here's another foul out between the rings on Taylor Wetzel. That's going to be her third. Now that'll be team foul number 7 on Centura. That's going to send Adams Central to the free throw line. Janessa Bolin. We'll go to the line now for AC. She's got 15 points in the basketball game. Bolin has knocked down 3 three-pointers in the ball game tonight. couple of other two-pointers, and now she is 0-for-2 from the free throw line, and she misses that one. Rebound comes down to Aiken now for Centura. They are down by 9 points, 41-32. Bounce pass inside of Baczynski. Her shot from the low block is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jolinda Hodson for Adams Central as she dribbles in the corner. She's going to be fouled in the play. A foul is going to go on the Centurions. It's going to go on Aiken. That's going to be her fourth. And now AC will have some more free throws at the other end. Jolinda Hodson will go to the free throw line for the Patriots. She's got 8 points in the basketball game, scored 12 last night in the contest against Kearney Catholic. Hodson averaged 7 points and 14 rebounds per game in the tournament last week with the wins over Holdridge and Aurora. Shot from the free throw line by Hodson, though, is going to be no good. Patriots have had only 5 free throws all night, and they are 0-for-5 from the free throw line. Here's a shot from the right sideline by Wetzel. That's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Patriots still have a 9-point lead. Now here's a pass down to four. It's going to be tipped away from Bowen from behind by Wetzel. Bowen on the run there for the Patriots. They got her the ball, but a nice defensive play by Taylor Wetzel, knocking that one loose from behind. AC will play things in with 17 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Gotcha's got it. Out between the rings to Bowen. Bowen comes over here to Shuck. Shuck drives the ball against Aiken, and a foul is going to be called on Courtney Aiken. So Aiken picks up the personal foul. Ninth team foul called on the Centurions. And that's going to be 5 personal fouls, I do believe. Yes, it is. Courtney Aiken has just fouled out of the basketball game with 9.7 seconds remaining here in the contest. She leads with 21 points. So Courtney Aiken has now fouled out of the basketball game. She will leave with 21 points. She scores 21 out of the 32 for Centura. Coming to the ball game now is going to be Kara Lyon. So Aiken is out of the ball game now with 9.7 seconds to play. And the Patriots will have this one wrapped up. They have got a 9-point lead. Kelly Shuck to the free throw line for Adams Central. Her shot is up there. It is good. Shuck, an 85% foul shooter on the season. She hits her first one here. Shuck now with 4 points in the basketball game. Had 11 points last night in their loss to Kearney Catholic. Here's the next one. It rattles home. So Shuck has now got 5 points. The Patriots leading by 11, 43-32, 5 seconds. Here's Wetzel, drives into the lane. Nice pass to Baczynski. Her shot from point-blank range is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Doesn't matter. It is loose. It's in the lane. And AC goes on to win this baby tonight. Final score, Adams Central 43 and Centura 32. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Patriots Gym, Adams Central tonight. Girls High School basketball in the books here tonight. Adams Central wins it by the score of 43-32 over Centura. So the Centurions will drop to no wins and 2 losses as they get ready to play Central City tomorrow night in Central City. Adams Central is now 3 wins and 1 loss. They will have the rest of the weekend off, and the Patriots will get set for a couple of more games next week. They will host Ord on the 18th. Of December. Then they will play at Gibbon on the 19th before taking a few days off for the Christmas holidays. They will play in the Minden Holiday Tournament to wrap up the month of December. So Adams Central off to a good start here this year. The record now at 3 wins and 1 loss. Centura drops to no wins and 2 losses. Adams Central led at the end of the first quarter 9-8. The Centurions came back to grab the lead in the second quarter at 10-9. Patriots then rebounded at a 14-10 advantage with 5:25 to play in the second period. The Centurions tied things up at 14 points apiece and then did not score until the 5-minute mark of the third quarter. They were shut out for the rest of the second quarter as Adams Central had a 22-14 lead at halftime. The Patriots then hit a bucket early in the third quarter to make it 24-14 before the Centurions finally got a field goal to go down with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Patriots led 30-27 after three quarters. The Centurions actually came back to grab the lead 31-30 early in the fourth quarter, and then Adams Central closes the fourth quarter on a 13-1 run. And the Patriots go on to win this thing by 11, the final score of 43-32. We'll come back and check the scoring as we come back to the Patriots gym in 1 minute.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
The Adams Central girls win tonight by the score of 43-32. As we check the scoring of the ball game here tonight, Centura was led by Courtney Aiken as she finishes with 21 points in the ball game. So she starts her season with 23 the other night against Wood River. Comes up with 21 here tonight. She had 9 field goals, and she was 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. Aiken fouled out with 9.7 seconds remaining in the basketball game. Other than that, not a whole lot of offensive production out of Centura here tonight. So Aiken scores the 21. Lene Lytle came up with 5 points in the basketball game. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Tiffany Schultz had 2 field goals for 4. Taylor Wetzel had a field goal for 2. The Centurions 4 out of 9 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight, and they turned the ball over 16 times against the Adams Central defense. Janessa Bolin led the way for Adams Central tonight. She scores 15 points. Bolin hit a couple of three-pointers early in the ball game, then had a 2-point field goal, bounced back with another 3, then a couple of more 2-point field goals in the ball game. She was 0 of 2 from the free throw line, so Janessa Bolin ends up with 15 points to lead the Patriots in scoring tonight. She was the only player to hit double figures. Jalinda Hodson ended up with 8 points. She had 4 field goals. She was 0 of 1 from the free throw line. 6 for Kelsey Sedlak on 3 field goals. Kelly Shuck came up with 5 points in the ball game tonight, a 3-pointer, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Carrie Holland had 4 points and a couple of field goals. 3 points for Cheyenne Gotch on a 3-pointer. And Kerry Coates had a field goal and 2 points in the ball game here tonight. Adams Central 2 out of 7 from the free throw line this evening, unofficially 9 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, the Patriots win it in girls high school basketball tonight. Leading at all the breaks, the Patriots led 9-8 after the first quarter, 22-14 at halftime, 30-27 after 3. Again, the final score, the Patriots winning over Centura tonight by the score of 43-32. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Adams Central boys basketball coach as we get ready for basketball action coming up here. Tom Slekta is going to be our guest here at in between ball games as the Patriots will get ready for the Centurions in boys play. We'll take a 1 minute break and we'll come back. You're listening to high school basketball from 1230 KHAS.
don't go away. The second game of our doubleheader is moments away on your source for sports, 1230 KHAS.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Patriots Gym as we get sent for the boys game here tonight between Adams Central and Centura. We spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Tom Slekta. And coach, nice opening for you as you win a couple of ball games last weekend in your own tournament, picking up a couple of wins. Talk about the opening weekend.
You know, we really were pleased with the way we played. Our kids had gone deep in the playoffs, and so we knew that they had the confidence and everything to come in and play well. But you're still worried about the basketball, you know, not really the conditioning. I mean, a little bit of the conditioning, football, basketball, but more about the shooting, because you really concern yourself with, okay, how's our shooting going to be? And so we spent a lot of time trying to get shots up that first couple weeks, and the thing the kids did really well in that first weekend is they played with a lot of intensity and a lot of fire, and we out-rebounded our opponents by I think it was 8 or 9 over the course of those two games. And last year we were -2 in the rebounding. We really felt like, that was partially mental stuff. There was also physical, but we really focused on that in the preseason and worked really well in that area. So we were really pleased in shooting and the rebounding, the way we shot it and rebounded that first weekend.
You had a great football season, but basketball-wise, that kind of put you behind the eight ball a little bit, and you guys had a battle from behind, so to speak, to get ready for the season.
Yeah, it does a little bit, but you always root for your football guys and you root for your football team to go as deep as they can. And you always feel like the carryover is going to happen, whether it happens in that first weekend, second weekend, or whether it's a month down the road. Winning in football always carries over in other sports, so we felt good about that.
Let's just talk about your basketball team a little bit. A mixture of some new guys in the lineup for this year and some of the veterans coming back from a year ago.
Yeah, we have a great mix of old, young, and new. You know, we have we got new guys coming in. Of course, Matt Overmiller, as you mentioned, hasn't played yet, but he'll probably play quite a bit. Calvin Ott's going to come in, and he's a big horse, and he'll come in and play quite a bit for us. And Jake Fowler is a freshman, and he stepped in and played really nice. And he just flat out can play the game. He can drop it down to the post, and he knows how to. He's just a real intelligent player. And then you add in our three seniors, Connor Lyons, Nate Arlt, and Zach Hunt, with solid junior class. You got Nick Stein and Ashton Dirks, a newcomer in Ashton Dirks, and then Brady Barrett, of course, as a sophomore who kind of plays like he's a junior or senior. So we feel like we have a mix of young and old, but guys that are playing like veterans right now. So,
kind of battling the injury bug already here just 2 weeks into the season. Talk about that.
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, real nagging stuff. You know, Matt Overmiller, I just told you, he got hurt the day before the first game, a little high ankle sprain. He'll warm up today, and we'll just see how he feels. And then, Connor Lyons got tossed by big Kyle Manuel from Skyler, who's a horse. And he's battled back this week, so he's going to come back and play tonight. So we're battling some nagging stuff, but we feel real fortunate. That's all we've had to deal with so far.
Talk about the makeup of your team. Like we said, a lot of guys coming back from a year ago, trying to do the same sort of things as you did last year.
You know, we changed up some things. I mean, the overall philosophy is not any different. We want to drive it. We want to shoot it. And that's the same thing that we're doing now. But how we switch it up is we're probably spacing better right now at this time of the year. And we definitely really, our number one emphasis is shot selection. And we took, in my estimation as a coach, probably 6 or 7 bad ones against Holdridge. And that's too many, but it was a lot better maybe than what we've done in the past. And we probably took 8 or 9 against Skyler. So we're just going to keep working on that and improving from day to day, try and get that under 5. If you get your good and bad shot, you get your bad shots under 5, and you take better shots than your opponent, and then if you take care of it, you're going to be all right. So that's really what we're trying to do this year is better shot selection and rebounding. Otherwise, everything's the same.
What about defensively? Same sort of stuff?
You know, we did we tweaked a little bit. Last year, we were just trying to get him to defend somebody because we'd switched from being a zone team to a man team. So when you change that system, you're just trying to get guys to learn how to play man-to-man in the half court. This year, because we feel like our guys have a pretty good grasp in the half court, we're trying to push them out and play some more full court man, full court zone, run and jump, half court traps, along with our half court man. So we've switched it up a little bit in that area.
As you look at the month of December, naturally this is still way early in the season, but what sort of things you guys want to accomplish here in this first month of the season?
You know, the three areas that we're going to talk about them all year is shot selection, rebounding, and attitude. We want guys to have great attitude. We want them to rebound and shoot it well. But the other thing we noticed is right now our focus this weekend is going to be turnovers, because we averaged, I think, 14 turnovers in the first two games. And for some teams, that'd be acceptable. But with this team, it's not, because we have so many handlers on the team that we should be under 10. And so we're going to really focus on that. And then free throw shooting. We shot 70% last weekend. We think we should be 75 or better, because everybody coming back is 70% or better. So we're going to focus on turnovers and free throws, you know, shoot a lot in practice and just focus on that in games and getting better at handling the ball. So those are the two areas we're going to really hit on.
Coach, Centurion here tonight. What's the scouting report on the Centurions?
You know, Centurion's going to play you man, and they come down and they run a lot of different sets on offense, and they're usually pretty patient with what they do, and they'll back cut you. You know, and they competed hard against Wood River last week, and Wood River's real athletic, so we know that they're going to man us at times, and we hope that we can get them out of their man and get them into some zone. And we know they're going to be patient on offense, and so you can't get back cut against them. So that's the real big keys for us tonight.
Okay, good luck.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
And that is Tom Schlechter, the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots here tonight as we get set for the boys' ball game between Adams Central and Centura. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Patriot Gym and Adams Central tonight. We've got boys high school basketball coming up next after the Adams Central girls took care of Centura in the opener by the score of 43-32. Adams Central coming in, a record of 2 wins and no losses on the season. They won their own tournament last weekend. They chip off the 2009-2010 season, beating Holdridge by a score of 69-35, then coming back last Saturday and beat Schuyler here on the Patriots' home floor, the final of 70-62. Centura, they lost their only ball game that they have played so far. They lost to Wood River by 20. The final score of 56-36, much like the girls' team. They had a contest with Central City that was postponed on Tuesday because of the snowstorm that moved through there, and they're trying to play that again tomorrow. So Centura's played only one basketball game so far, and that was a 20-point loss to Wood River at 56-36. In that ball game, Chase Welty was the guy who really sparked the Centurions. He scored 24 points in the basketball game and also pulled down 4 rebounds. So much like we saw in the opener tonight with Courtney Aiken being almost a one-girl show for the girls' basketball team, Welty scored 24 out of the 36 points for the Centurions last week in their ball game against Wood River. The other scores from a week ago, Austin Kasperson scored 3 points in that ball game, and Ian Lemberg scored 7. Cameron Aiken had 2 points for Centura. So they come in a mark of no wins and one loss on the season. The Patriots at 2-0. Their leading scorer through the first two ball games of the season was Nate Arnold. He is averaging 19 points per ball game through the first two, also grabbing 3.5 rebounds per game. Zach Hunt also had a terrific weekend, as he hit for 18 points and grabbed 3 rebounds for the Patriots. Also dished out 6 assists per ball game. So you're going to see those guys really propel this basketball team throughout the 2009-2010 season. Another guy who saw quite a bit of playing time last year for head coach Tom Slechta was Nick Stein. And Stein averaged 7 points and 5.5 rebounds for the first 2 ball games. You're going to see some new guys in the ball game here for this season. Guys like Ashton Dirks, who has come over from Hastings St. Cecilia. And Dirks will play quite a bit here in the ball game tonight. He's averaging 4 points and 1 rebound per game. You've got a kid like Jake Fowler, who's just a freshman, that saw some playing time last week, and he's expected to see some playing time here tonight. He's averaged 4 points in those 2 ball games last week. We didn't mention Brady Barrett before, but Brady is another guy who saw quite a bit of playing time last year for the Patriots. He averaged 9 points and 3.5 rebounds for EC in weekend number 1. Adams Central definitely had some injury problems. Connor Lyons is another guy who played quite a bit last year for the Patriots. He was banged up a little bit in the ball game against Schuyler last Saturday. He had an elbow problem, and Lyons was questionable throughout much of the week, but he's expected to get a goal here tonight for head coach Tom Slechta. The other guy is Matt Overmiller. He sprained his ankle before the season got underway last week and did not play in either ball game against Holdridge or Schuyler, and he may not play in this ball game here tonight. So the Patriots still a little undermanned as they start their season, but they've got Centura in here tonight as they play their third ball game of the season here this evening. So we'll come back and check the starting lineups. Got some more pregame information for you as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers. From Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central tonight, awaiting the start of the boys' ball game between Adams Central and Centura here tonight. Again, all the Hastings teams are in action this evening. Hastings St. Cecilia is playing a girls-boys doubleheader at Donovan Trumbull tonight. At last check at the end of the third quarter, Hastings St. Cecilia had the lead over Donovan Trumbull in the first ball game. The girls' contest 50-18. St. Cecilia with the lead over Donovan Trumbull in the girls' contest. The boys' game will get underway here shortly. Hastings High's boys and girls are on the road tonight playing in Holdridge against the Dusters. We will head for Sioux City tomorrow. We'll have Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will be taking on the 15th-ranked team in the country on both sides. The Briarcliff women are ranked number 15. The men are ranked number 15 this week. In the latest NAIA Top 25 Coaches Poll, we'll have the contest for you tomorrow on 1230 KHIS. Of course, the Hastings College women off to another great start. They have won 8 games in a row now. The Hastings College men have won 6 games in a row. The Bronco women are ranked number 3 in the country, so that'll be a great day of basketball tomorrow from the Flanagan Center in Sioux City. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS. Again, the pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon with a tip-off at 2 o'clock. The Nebraska volleyball team is playing tonight at the Quest Center in Omaha. They're playing in the opening round of the NCAA volleyball tournament in the regionals as they've got Iowa State on the docket tonight. Texas and Texas A&M played an earlier ball game this evening. The championship ball game of the regional is going to be played tomorrow at 8 o'clock at the Quest Center. If the Huskers are involved in that, we'll have the contest on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Adams Central and Centura and boys high school basketball coming up here tonight on 1230 KHS. We are inching closer to game time. We'll take one more break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball from 1230 KHAS.
Ride into the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Centura and Adams Central here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Checking the starting lineups, first of all, for Centura. You're going to have Dylan DeWitt, who is a six-foot senior starting at one of the guards. He did not score in the ball game against Wood River a week ago. He pulled down one rebound in the ball game. Austin Kasperson is a 5'10" sophomore. Kasperson had 3 points and four rebounds per ball game a week ago. Ian Lemberg is a 6 foot senior. Lemberg had 7 points and nine rebounds in that contest against Wood River a week ago. The other starter is going to be Zach Roth. Roth did not score in the ball game a week ago and pulled down three rebounds. And the other starter is going to be Cameron Aiken. Aiken is a 6 foot sophomore. He averaged 2 points in that ball game against Wood River and pulled down nine rebounds. Chase Welty was penciled in as a starter, but all of a sudden he's not in the starting lineup here for Centura. No word from head coach George Lytle on whether or not he suffered an injury or what, but it was Welty who scored 24 points in the ball game against Wood River a week ago, and he is not in the starting lineup here tonight for the Centurions. So Centura will go with Dylan DeWitt, also Austin Kasperson, Ian Lemberg, Zach Roth, and Cameron Aiken in the ball game here tonight. The Adams Central Patriots will go with Nate Arnold, a 5'9" senior. Arnold averaged 19 points the opening weekend, 19 points per game, 3.5 rebounds per game. Grady Barrett, a 6 foot sophomore. Barrett averaging 9 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Nick Stein, a 6'1" junior. Stein is averaging 7 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. Zach Hunt, the other starter for Adams Central, a 6'1" senior. Hunt on the opening weekend averaged 18 points per ball game and three rebounds per game. Connor Lyons, the other starter for Adams Central, a 6'3" senior. Connor is averaging 4.5 points and four rebounds per ball game. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. So the Adams Central girls won the opener tonight, 43-32 over the Centurions, and now the Patriots will look for a doubleheader sweep here tonight as the boys get ready to take to the floor. Tom Slekta, the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots, will be opposed tonight by George Lytle over at Centura. The Patriots sitting at 2-0 in the season with wins over Holdridge and Schuyler. Centura has lost once this year to Wood River, lost to them by 20 points. And again, we'll double-check on the availability of Chase Welty at 24 points in the ball game against Wood River last week, and he will not be on the floor to begin the basketball game here tonight for Centura. Adams Central going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the red and the blue. Centura going to be in their crimson uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Adams Central will shoot to our basket to our right. We're set to go. The Patriots and the Centurions tonight. Connor Lyons will jump things off for AC, and Adams Central will control the opening tip. It'll be Centura starting off in a a zone defense to begin the ball game here tonight. Looks like a 1-3-1 or a 1-2-2 zone defense. So Adams Central have to work against this on the opening possession. They work it right inside and right in front of the basket, and scoring is going to be Lyons. Connor Lyons scores for Adams Central, 2-0. Patriots have got the lead, and now the Patriots applying some pressure here in backcourt. Dylan DeWitt has got it, and now we got a foul called. It's going to go on Nick Stein. Stein picks up the personal foul, so AC right out of the gate here with full court pressure. And Stein commits the personal foul for the Patriots, the first one on AC here in the first quarter. Non-shooting situation, Centurio will play things in. Here's Zach Roth with the ball picked up there by Stein. Roth dribble penetration, stops and pops. His shot off the window is no good. Rebound Aiken, follow shot rims off no good. Rebound Aiken, follow shot good. Adams Central did a good job rebounding the basketball last week. They out-rebound their opposition 30-22, but there they give up two offensive boards, and Centura gets the field goal to go down. 2-2 is the score early in the ball game. Stein dribbling inside. Off-balance shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Roth. Zach Roth has got it for Centura to Kasperson. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Nate Arnold. A long pass down the floor. They get it to Zach Hunt. Hunt down in the corner, feeds it inside. Turnaround jumper is going to be short by Connor Lyons, and the rebound comes down to Centura. With a board again is going to be Cameron Aiken. 2-2 is the score, 6:47 to play in the first quarter from the Patriots gym. With the ball is going to be Austin Kasperson. Brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Picked up by Brady Barrett for Adams Central defensively. A feed to the far sideline. Zach Roth has got it. Stein right in his face defensively. Gets away, dribbles inside. Roth is floater from the baseline. His shot no good, but he gets his own rebound. Roth brings it back out into three-point territory. Lemberg has got it. Now to Roth. Gets it back to Lemberg. He can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. It was slapped out of his hands there by AC. So Centura will play things in. Getting his hands in there was Zach Hunt for the Patriots. Centura will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They throw it to the far sideline. It's Dylan DeWitt with the ball. Now to Zach Roth. Swings it left side. The ball is going to be tipped and intercepted. Brady Barrett has got it. His layup good. Just like that, the Patriots get the field goal. Centura turns it over for the second time here in the ball game. Brady Barrett picks that one off as the pass came to the right wing. 4-2, the Patriots now out on top by 2 points. Here's Kasperson with a ball for the Centurions, dribbling on the right sideline, picked up there by Barrett of AC, out to a Lemberg. Lemberg brings it back to DeWitt, back down to a Lemberg on the low block, down in the corner. Here's a shot by Kasperson, it's up and in, just inside the three-point ring. Austin Kasperson scores. It is now a 4-4 ball game. Adams Central and Centura here tonight in boys high school basketball. 5:39 to play in the opening quarter. Zach Hunt trying to penetrate on the wing. Gets it to a Nick Stein. He'll pull up and shoot one from the wing. His shot is up and in. Nick Stein hits the field goal. He averaged 7 points per ball game in those two wins last week over Holdridge and Schuyler. And the Patriots go out on top now by a score of 6-4. Out of bounds on the far sideline is going to be Lemberg. He left his feet there to grab the pass. When he came down, he was out of bounds. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Jake Fowler, and coming out will be Stein. But just like that, we see the 5'9" freshman into the ball game with 5:20 to play in the first quarter. Jake Fowler, who averaged 4 points and 2 rebounds per game in those two ball games last week, into the contest here. Head coach Tom Slechta, 6-4 is the score. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Lemberg. He drives for Centura. His shot is up and in. So a turnover on the Patriots. And now we are tied up at 6 points apiece. Tied at 2, tied up at 4, and now at 6. Down in the right corner, here's a long-range jumper by Hunt from 3. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kasperson. He runs it into the forecourt. Now will hold up. He'll send it back inside, though. Here's Lemberg. Mishandles the ball, picks it back up. His shot in the lane is going to be no good, and the foul is going to be called. Lemberg picks up the personal foul. He missed a bunny right in front of the basket. Then commits the personal foul. That's going to be his first. First team foul in the Centurions here in the basketball game. Adams Central will play things in here in backcourt. 6-6 is the score. 4:44 to play here in the opening quarter from the Patriots gym. Well, the basketball is going to be Jake Fowler. Fowler goes to Stein, who is back into the ball game. Brings it back over here on the wing to Zach Hunt. Down in the corner, that's Fowler looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out to Stein. Down in the corner on the left side. Driving the baseline, putting up a shot. It's going to be no good. That's Barrett. Comes down with his own rebound, though. Barrett comes out to Fowler. Fowler down to Zach Hunt, driving down the lane. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled. Zach Hunt gets the field goal for Adams Central, and he is fouled in the play. A personal is going to be whistled on Cameron Aiken. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 2 on the Centurions here in the first half. 4:19 to go. 8-6. Adams Central has got the lead. Zach Hunt will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Averaged 18 points per ball game in those two outings last week. Stopping the line is going to be up and in. End of the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Calvin Ott. So out comes in, and going out is going to be Connor Lyons. Calvin Ott is 6'2", a junior. End of the ball game now for Tom Slekta and the Patriots. 9-6. Adams Central with an early three-point lead. We played about a half of this opening quarter. Here's Lemberg with the ball. His pass across the lane, nearly intercepted. DeWitt grabs it, shot from the baseline up and in. AC nearly picked that pass off, and then DeWitt took it on the dribble down in the left baseline and scores. 9-8. Patriots leading by a point. Here's a Fowler with the ball. Comes out to Stein. Stein, traveling violation. Kind of lost control of it and then tried to flip it to the wing on the left side, and he's called for the traveling violation. Turnover number two on Adams Central in the ball game. They averaged 15 last weekend. 3:56 to play here in the opening quarter. Centura's got the ball here in backcourt. Austin Kasperson runs it down the right sideline, runs in the Fowler, brings it back to the center of the floor, and now gets rid of it. Dylan DeWitt has got it. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Back outside. Here's a return pass. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Third turnover now in Centura. Zach Hunt back the other way, drives the baseline, and he throws the ball out of bounds over in the wing. A little too cute that time as Zach Hunt circles around underneath the basket and was going to try to throw it on the wing on the left side. Nobody home, and it goes out of bounds. Third turnover on Adams Central here in the ball game. End of the contest, Nate Arnold. Coming out will be Zach Hunt. 3:37 to play in the opening quarter. Adams Central is out on top by a score of 9-8 in boys high school basketball action here tonight. Here's Kasperson with the ball now for Centura. Jump pass comes to the near side to DeWitt. Cranks up a three ball. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Gets his own rebound in the lane. His shot is up there. It's good. Dylan DeWitt misses the three. Then gets his own rebound and puts it down through the hole. He has got 4 points in the basketball game. It's now a 10-9 ball game. Centura goes down on top. 3:20 remaining here in the first quarter. Adams Central has got the ball. This is Fowler. Gets it into the forecourt now to a Nate Arnold. The Fowler, the Stein, the Fowler, back to Nate, fakes the pass, and now a traveling violation on Arnold as he's trying to take it inside. That's the fourth turnover now on the Patriots. Coming into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Zach Hollister. Coming out is going to be Brady Barrett. So Tom Slekta has already went about nine guys deep here in the first quarter. 10-9 is the score. Centura is out on top by one. The Centurions have the ball. Austin Kasperson here in backcourt. He's going to be fouled in the play by Fowler. So Jake picks up his first personal foul. It's team foul number two on the Patriots. Adams Central girls victorious tonight, 43-32 over Centura. They led at halftime by a score of 22-14. So Adams Central is now 3-1 on the girls' side of things. Here comes Centura back the other way, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Fowler, just as Kasperson got into the forecourt. A foul is called on Fowler. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Patriots. Fowler comes out. Here comes Zach Hunt back in. Ian Lemberg will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. They get it to a Kasperson. To Lemberg again on the right side. To Kasperson. He gets away. And now fires up a shot over Hollister. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Centura. Here's a shot by Aiken. It's going to be blocked, recovered by Centura. Now here's a three-pointer put up by DeWitt. That one is going to be no good. Then they lose it out of bounds, and it's going to be Centura basketball. So the Centurions getting all kinds of chances here on this offensive possession. 2:38 remaining here in the first quarter, 10-9. Centura will play things in. Lemberg from underneath his own basket. Inbounds pass is going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Nate Arnold has got a long pass down to four to Hunt. His shot is up there. He goes up for the stuff, misses it. Rebounded by Stein, and he lays it home. Nick Stein gets the field goal after Zach Hunt had intentions of jamming that baby down. Stein gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. There's a pass into the lane. It's going to be deflected away from Lemberg. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it was last touch by Lemberg. So Centura turns it over for the fourth time here tonight. And now Adams Central will play things in here in backcourt, but not before Tom Slekta calls a timeout. Patriots want to talk things over. 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 11, Centura 10.
Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers. From Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Patriots gym. Adams Central has got the lead, 11-10 over Centura. 2:16 remaining here in the opening period. That was sloppy first quarter. Each team with four turnovers in the ball game thus far. Centura stays with their zone defense early. Arnold sends it deep in the corner, left side to Hunt. As he cranks up to three, his shot's going to be no good. Offensive rebound in the lane. A follow shot is no good by Calvin Ott, and the rebound comes down to Centura. Aiken has got it for the Centurions. He gets it away now to Austin Kasperson. As Austin will bring things up here against Hunt into the offensive zone. Drives it right down the lane. The ball stripped away by Stein. It is loose. It's finally going to be picked up here by DeWitt. He falls down. Now the ball picked up by AC. Here's Stein at the other end. A shot good. Another Hunt. Zach Hunt picks up the loose ball and scores for Adams Central. And the Patriots now lead by a score of 13-10. 90 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Kasperson again in the lane, loses control, picked up by Ben Roth. His shot no good. Tap try no good, and now we got a foul called. Foul is finally called in that possession. They probably missed three or four. And finally a whistle on Centura. As Aiken picks up the foul, that's going to be his second, third team foul on the Centurions. Into the ball game for Adams Central now is going to be Connor Lyons. Coming out is going to be Calvin Ott. So two fouls on Cameron Aiken now for Centura. The Patriots out on top by a score of 13-10. Here's Nick Stein with the ball. Dribbles inside the paint. Kicks it back out. Nate Arnold, his shot from 12 is good. Nate Arnold had a good opening weekend. Averaged 19 points in the two ball games for the Patriots last week. That's his first field goal. Here's the ball. It's going to be taken away by Adams Central. Stein goes for the hole, and his shot is up and in. Turnover number five on Centurions. They can't handle the Adams Central pressure. Here's another steal by Zach Hunt. He gets it to Stein. His shot is up there. It's good again. Stein now with 8 points here in the first quarter. Back-to-back turnovers there by Centura in the backcourt as the Centurions have a tough time just getting the ball to the 10-second line. Adams Central getting some easy field goals down here. And with 50 seconds to play, we've got a timeout in the first quarter. It's now Adams Central 19, Centura 10.
It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
There for Adams Central. Back-to-back turnovers in backcourt here by the Centurions and a couple of easy field goals for AC as Nick Stein has got four field goals here in the first half and 8 points. Last two coming on those steals here in the backcourt. Zach Hunt got the steals and he got them to Stein and he laid them in easily. And just like that, the Centurions find themselves down by 9 points here in the contest, 19-10. They get it into the fourth court this time, but now Kasperson's pass is going to be picked off again. Picked off by Stein, and now he goes to Nate Arnold, and Nate can't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. They got another steal there. That time Stein picked it off. Got into the fourth court and sent it on the low block to the right side that Arnold could not handle. It goes out of bounds, and now Centura will try to bring it back up the floor. Here's Lemberg. Finally gets it into the offensive zone and down the right sideline to DeWitt. Lobs it to Lemberg, double team down in the corner. Comes back out to DeWitt, pulls up at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bottom for the rebound. It's loose. It's picked up here by Lyons. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Here come the Patriots again. And now we got a, what do we have here, a foul? Nope. It's a kick by Centura. Hunt tried to just dump it off in the lane there on the break. And a kicking violation is called on Centura, so AC will play things in. Lyons has got it. Now to Brady Barrett out here in three-point territory to Nate Arnold. Nate, now comes to Zach Hunt as he looks at the clock. We're down to 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hunt back out to Nate. Back to Hunt for three. Shot is up there from the right sideline. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Brady Barrett gets the offensive board and the putback for AC. He's got 4 points, and the Patriots have an 11-point lead after the first quarter. One quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. We'll take a break for the score. Adams Central 21, Centura 10.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Turned the ball over six times in the first quarter. Adams Central has got five turnovers, but most of those Centura turnovers resulted in easy points for the Patriots. And now they're going to turn the ball over again as Centura inbounds the ball. It's going to be stolen away here by Brady Barrett, and he takes it to the hole for the score. So seven turnovers now in Centura as the Centurions played that ball in on the far sideline. Barrett's got the steal. Brady now in the ball game with three field goals and 6 points. And the Patriots, just like that, lead by a score of 23-10. Here's a pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Barrett. His pass deflected. The scramble is on the far sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Kasperson tried to save it for Centura, but could not get to it. Centurions got off to a good start here tonight. We were tied up at 6 points apiece, but that was all she wrote. They scored only four the rest of the way. Got outscored 12-4 by Adams Central to end the first quarter. Now here's Hunt from deep in the right corner. His shot is up there. It's no good. Barrett gets the rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Brady Barrett has got 8 points in the ball game. Nick Stein has got 8 points. Zach Hunt has got five. Connor Lyons with two, and Nate Arnold has got 2 points. And the Patriots now lead by a score of 25-10. Again, Centura is having all kinds of problems in backcourt and a 10-second violation. The Patriots just eating up these Centurions here in backcourt. 10-second violation called there on Centura. Turnover number 9. Here's Jake Fowler into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Zach Hunt. AC will play things in. They lead by 15 points early in this contest. Fowler down in the corner. Here's a shot by Stein. No good. Nate grabs the rebound in the lane. Fighting. Gets out of there. Stein has got it to Fowler. Deep in the corner again. Here's a long-range jumper by Barrett. Good three-pointer. Brady Barrett now with the 11 points in the ball game, and now Centura wants to call a timeout. George Lytle wants to talk things over as Adams Central has built an early 18-point lead here in this one. Adams Central is on a 21-0 run. It dates back to the first quarter. We've got a timeout, 6:46 to play until halftime. The score, the Patriots 28, Centura 10.
State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, a short jumper by Zach Roth. That's going to be no good. Rebound Adams Central. Back to the other end is Nick Stein. His shot is up and in. Stein with 10 points in the ballgame and is now 30-10. Adams Central out on top. The Patriots on a 21-0 run right now. Hitting back to midway through the first quarter. Centura has got it back in their offensive zone. Entry pass to get it to Zach Roth. Down the lane. Double team. He goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down. It goes to the corner. That's going to be Centura basketball, blocked down there by Connor Lyons of AC. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS Hastings. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. AC out to a 20-point lead early in this ballgame. It is 30-10. And now Centura throws the ball away again. Down at the baseline, Kasperson can't handle it. 10 turnovers on the Centurions here in this first half. 10 points, 10 turnovers. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball now for Adams Central. Goes to Nate Arnold. Nate sends it down in the corner to Brady Barrett. Now to Nate Arnold. Dribble penetration. Drives it all the way to the basket. His off-balance shot as he falls down. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lemberg. Lemberger's got it down for Centura in the backcourt. They come over here to Kasperson. He'll work it across the midcourt stripe here against Nate. Throws it over to DeWitt on the far sideline. DeWitt gets it inside to Zach Ropp. Puts a man in the air. His shot from point-blank range is no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Nate Arl, 3-on-1. Nice play as they get the ball to Barrett. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Barrett. He runs over the only guy back there for Centura. That was Dylan DeWitt. The basket does not count. And a foul is going to be called here on Barrett. They had a 3-on-1 break against Dylan DeWitt. And an offensive charging foul is going to be called on Brady. That's going to be his first team foul, number 4, on Adams Central here in this first half. 30-10, the Patriots have the lead. And Adams Central continues to attack here in backcourt. Kasperson has got it now for the Centurions. Lobs it across the 10-second line to Lemberg. He drives down the lane, and he's going to be hit with a charging foul as he runs over Brady on the other end. So Ian Lemberg is hit with a personal foul there for Centura. That's going to be his second. Now the team fouls are even at 4 apiece. Offensive charge at each end of the floor in the last possession. 30-10, the Patriots out on top by 20 points. Currently on a 21-0 run. Driving for the hole. Here's a shot by Fowler. It's going to be no good. He was wide open. And the rebound comes down to DeWitt. Centura runs it back the other way. 3-on-2, falling down with a ball. Over there is going to be Kasperson. He's got to get rid of it. He does. Down on the baseline. Here's a shot taken. It's up and in by Lemberg, and he's fouled in the play. Lemberg finally gets one to go down there for Centura. He is fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Stein. That's going to be his second. Lemberg now with 4 points in the ball game. So Adams Central rattled off 21 straight points before Centura could get back on the board again. Now Lemberg will try to make this a 3-point play. His shot is up there. It is good. So Lemberg breaks the ice. And Lemberg has now got 5 points in the ball game and is now 30-13. The Patriots with the lead. Adams Central with the ball. Stein, top of the key, drives it down the left side. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be Zach Hunt with the ball. Zach comes out in the 3-point territory to Barrett. Barrett now to Hunt. Now they'll switch positions here as Hunt will now run the offense. Isolation as he runs it right down the right side of the lane, puts it up high off in the window. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in the play. Zach knew what he wanted. They took it right to the hole, and he is fouled in the play there by Centura. Zach has now got 7 points in the basketball game, and he'll go to the free throw line for the second time tonight. He is 1-on-1 from the charity stripe so far. Into the ball game, Zach Roth. Personal foul is whistled on Kasperson. That's going to be his first. So Zach Hunt to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is good. Hunt now with 8 points in the ball game. Nick Stein has got 10. Brady Barrett's got 11. And the Patriots lead by 20 again. It's 33-13 in boys high school basketball tonight. Lemberg on the far sideline slips as he comes inside the 3-point circle and then tries to get it back out on the sideline to Kasperson, and the ball deflected out of bounds. Zach Hunt over there defensively for the Patriots. 4:20 left here in the first half. Adams Central leading by 20, 33-13. Into the ball game is going to be Cameron Aiken now for Centura. Coming out is going to be Ian Lemberg. Dylan DeWitt will inbound for the Centurions. Gets it inbounded here to Kasperson. Now to Ben Roth. Sizes up the three-pointer. Takes it. Way too strong. Rebound comes down to Connor Lyons. Gets it ahead. Here's Ott. His shot is up there and in. Connor gets the assist. Calvin Ott gets the easy field goal. That's his first goal of the ball game. 35-13. Pressure again. Adams Central with a steal. Nate Arnold gets the ball away to Zach Hunt. His shot is up and in. Arnold gets the steal. Zach Hunt gets the field goal. Zach now with 10. And the Patriots lead by the score of 37-13. 3:50 to play in the second quarter. Dylan DeWitt, nice wraparound pass as he sends it to the right side of the lane to Aiken, but he blows the layup, and now we got a ball tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Centura ball. Nice pass, but Aiken could not convert. And Centura will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Dylan DeWitt looking, gets it in. Cameron Aiken goes up with a shot over Ott. It's up and in. Aiken now with 4 points in the ball game, 37-15. The Patriots have the lead. Fowler at the other end takes it all the way. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Aiken for Centura. looks to get rid of it, does, to the far sideline. Kasperson, his pass now is mishandled by Roth and is picked up here by Fowler of AC. Goes inside to Calvinott. Jump ball is called. Calvinott is tied up in the play by Cameron Aiken of Centura. Possession arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will keep it. 3:22 to play here in the second quarter. It's 37-15. Adams Central with the lead. Ott gets it out to Fowler. Now down into baseline. Here's a shot by Hunt from 15. No good. Rebound loose. It's on the floor. Four players hit the deck. And finally, we have got a timeout called. Centura was out at the bottom of the stack there, covering up the ball. That was Zach Roth. And wisely enough, he calls the timeout. So the Centurions will save the possession here. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. We're in the second quarter with a score of the Patriots 37, Centura 15.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Patriots gym. Adams Central having an easy time of things so far. 37-15 is the score. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central has got it on their offensive end. Fowler just flips the ball away here to Zach Hunt. Three-point territory. Centura is now in a man-to-man defense. They started zone. That didn't work. Jump pass deep in the corner. Connor Lyons has got it. Down to Fowler. Down to Nate Arnold. Dribble penetration. Down the lane. Bounce pass deflected away from Ott. Comes back out to Fowler. Sends it deep in the left corner. Shot is up and in. Connor Lyons. A three-pointer by Connor from deep in the left corner. It is now 40-15. The Patriots have the lead. But down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Ben Roth on the far sideline, double team, gets it away. Zach Roth drives it for the hole, a shot good. Ben gets the assist. Zach gets the field goal. It's now a 40-17 ball game. Adams Central out on top here in this one. 2:25 to play in the second quarter. Deep in the right corner is Zach Hunt, sends it inside the lane, deflected away from Connor Lyons. Turnover on AC. That's their sixth turnover here in the ball game. Austin Kasperson comes back the other way on the dribble now for the Centurions, trying to get away from Hunt. Does so with a pass to Ben Roth. He shoves off a little bit against Fowler. No foul. Here's a pass to the far sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Huntney. Drives it for the hole and scores. Nothing more than a scrimmage so far for AC. Here's a steal by the Patriots. Hunt has got it again. His shot is up and in. Zach now with 14 in the contest, and it is 44-17. And now we have got a foul called in Adams Central. Nate Arnold is going to be whistled for the personal foul. Trying to bring the ball up was Austin Kasperson. Nate's going to be whistled for the foul. That's his first. A minute and 50 seconds to play in the second quarter. 44-17. Adams Central has got the lead in boys high school basketball tonight. Adams Central girls winners in the first ball game, 43-32. Ashton Dirks now in the ball game for Adams Central. 44-17. AC with the lead. Here's Austin Kasperson with the ball now for Centura. Deep in the right corner is going to be Dylan DeWitt. DeWitt now to Lemberg at the top of the key. Sends it down the lane and a foul is going to be called. Try to get into the hands of Cameron Aiken and a foul is going to be called on Adams Central. Going to go on Connor Lyons. That's going to be his first team foul number 7 on the Patriots. So now Centura is in the 1-1 situation here with a minute and 37 seconds to play. Here's Ben Roth coming back into the ball game. Ian Lemberg will check out. Yeah, we have not seen Chase Welty tonight. He's the guy who scored 24 points last week in their ball game against Wood River at 24-36. Definitely being missed here tonight. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good by Aiken, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Hutt hustles back the other way. There's Stein, takes it all the way to the basket, and shot is up and in. Nick Stein just slices up the defense. Circles around and took her right down the lane. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. 46-37. Adams Central leading by a bunch already here in the second quarter. Minute 15 to play. Pass comes across the top to DeWitt. His shot for three. Barely draws iron. Rebound comes down to Ashton Dirks for the Adams Central Patriots. Here comes AC. Deep in the left corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Adams Central in the lane again to Stein. His shot is up. No good. Rebound Stein as it's stripped away. Picked up by Roth. Now of Centura. Roth gets it to Aiken. Aiken to the far sideline at Kasperson. Centura looks up. They don't have the numbers. In fact, a 2-on-4. And they'll hold back up. Kasperson bounce pass down in the corner. Cameron Aiken bounce pass inside to Roth. And now we got a foul call in Adams Central. A foul will go on the Patriots. This one will go on Stein. That's going to be his third. Into the ball game, Calvin Knott. Into the ball game, Jake Fowler. Coming out is going to be Connor Lyons. Also, Zach Hunt for Adams Central. 46-17. The Patriots out on top here with 43 seconds to play in the second quarter. The free throw line will be Zach Roth for Centura. 2 points so far in the ball game, as Zach will toe the mark here for the Centurions. His shot is up there. That one is good. Centura is 3 out of 3 on free throws so far tonight. 46-18, the Patriots out on top. Adams Central led 21-10 after the first quarter. Here's the next shot. That one is up there. It is good. So Zach hits a couple of free throws. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. 46-19, Adams Central back with the balls. Centura is back in their zone defense here. Adams Central just holds it out here in three-point territory. That's Nate Arles. Arles comes over here to Fowler. He holds the ball out near the 10-second line. 24 and a half seconds to play. Fowler on the dribble now. Behind his screen from Ott. Fowler has still got it. Throws it back out near the 10-second line to a Brady Barrett as the Patriots spread the floor here. We're down to 10 seconds to play. Here's Nate Arles getting away. He drives for the rack. His shot is up there and a collision, and a foul is going to be called on Nate. Runs over a man. That's a Dylan DeWitt getting up for Centura as he takes the charge. Nate Arles is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. That was 7.6 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Centura will get a chance at things here. Out of the scores table for Adams Central, Zach Hollister is going to check in. Hollister will check in for Nate Arles. So Centura will put the other four players back here right at the 10-second line. Here comes the pass in. It's going to be handled here by Kasperson down the right sideline. Kasperson has still got it into the lane now to Lemberg. His shot is up there. He banks it home. Ian Lemberg scores for Centura. So the Centurions score in the final 7.7 seconds of the second quarter. But Adams Central has got a big lead here at halftime by 25 points over the Centurions at halftime. Adams Central 46, Centura 21. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Patriots gym at Adams Central as the Adams Central boys are rolling along here at halftime. AC with a big lead. It's Adams Central 46 and Centura 21. The Patriots use a 21-0 spurt in the first half to get out to this 25-point lead at halftime. So AC with a lead 46-21 at the half. A couple of other scores to report. The St. Cecilia girls winners tonight over Donovan Trumbull, 71-28. Was the final score up at Donovan this evening. The boys' game is in the second quarter. Very similar things happening up there. St. Cecilia's got a 45-13 lead over Donovan Trumbull. They were midway through the second quarter. Earlier tonight, the Adams Central girls picked up a win over Centura. The final score of 43-32 as head coach Tim Marker will join us here at halftime. And coach, kind of a strange basketball game. You guys looked like you were in control most of the way, but Centura came back and eventually grabbed the lead there in the fourth quarter. Just talk about what you saw out there tonight.
Yeah, you know, we got a little bit careless with the ball there for a little while, and
Courtney Aiken's a great player, and, you know, we knew that they were going to have to go through her to get some things going, and she kind of took over for a few minutes there, made some good drives in, and was able to get the ball up and get to the free throw line, and we just were playing a little bit passive again. We weren't getting out and being aggressive and kind of let them dictate the flow of the game, and they did pick it up. I give them credit for picking up their intensity and bringing it to us, and we kind of stepped back, but we had a couple players step up for us and get us back in the game.
It was tied 14-14 with about 4.5 minutes to play in the second quarter, and then you shut out Centura the rest of the way, and then on into the second quarter, you taking, what, about 7 minutes or so without scoring. Just talk about that little stretch. Good job defensively by you guys.
Yeah, you know, they had done some things substitution-wise, you know, to try and get some matchups with us, and our girls just responded to that, and were able to do some of the things that we had talked about pregame-wise as far as limiting them to one shot, making sure we check out, trying to take away the lane, make them shoot outside, and they weren't hitting any shots. That was a big part of it. Abby Sintek had some good looks at the basket, and she's a good shooter, and she just couldn't get anything to go, and you know, we'll take that. That helped. You know, our defense was out and made her hurry her shot a little bit, and we tried to make her go right, and she prefers left, and just try to make them uncomfortable, and you know, we were able to get enough pressure out there on them to cause them some problems.
Yeah, so about a 7 or 8 minute scoring drought from late in the second quarter till into the third quarter. You guys eventually built a 10-point lead. Really probably didn't take advantage as much as you should have. You scored, you got to a 10-point lead at 24-14, but probably should have had some more during that stretch, huh?
Yeah, you know, we missed some more shots inside, and we missed some, you know, some 8-footers. But that's one of the things that we had talked about, that, you know, we need to get those shots and be comfortable, be ready, and be ready to take those shots. And that's some things that hurt us last night, where we had some looks that were from 12-foot in, and we passed on some of them. And there were a few that we passed on tonight, but we just kept trying to convince them that they had to take those shots so that we could at least get in and get rebound position and expect that to happen. And be confident in it. And, you know, make them defend everybody. You know, and then we missed some shots inside. And they were, you know, they would bring good pressure and contact on shots and stuff. And you know, we've just got to be able to deal with that and make sure we concentrate and finish.
Patriots led 30-27 after three quarters. And then Centura came back and eventually grabbed a lead in the fourth quarter at 31-30. But they scored just one more point after that. You guys outscore them down the stretch in the fourth quarter at 13-1 margin as you wrap up the ball game. So another nice stretch. You basically had two stretches in the ball game tonight where you played pretty well.
Yeah, you know, they've got a couple of old standby plays that they really rely on and go to, and those have burned us over the last few years. So those are a few things that we've been able to work on. You know, Cheyenne Gotch made a great steal down here in the corner when they were coming off screens, and she came across the top. And you know, Abby Sintek looked open, and she got there just in time, gets a steal. We come down and get a three out of it. And before that, we'd gotten another bucket by Janessa. So we changed that one-point deficit into a three-point lead or a four-point lead, and we're able to hold on to it from there. We're able to be patient, got some good baskets inside, and that was big for us, get our confidence back.
You mentioned Janessa Boland. She comes up with 15 points in the basketball game tonight, 9 in the second half.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the things about them just being comfortable taking the shots that they have. Janessa's a great shooter. Cheyenne's a great shooter. And you know, there's a lot of pressure on Jalinda inside. We're real happy with getting 10 points out of Carrie and Kelsey on the backside in there. They did a nice job for us. And we'll take 10 points from those guys and make them be more responsible for defending them. And then our guards on the outside did a nice job for us, too. Janessa just will be aggressive, and she's kind of deceptive.
You're not going to surprise anybody by Jalinda Hobson. She's been around the past couple of years. So as more and more teams see how involved she is into the offense, some other people are going to have to step up for you guys to be successful. I thought Janessa was one of the people to do that tonight.
Yeah, she did. She did a great job. You know, they left her open a few times, and she hit some shots. And that's, you know, that's kind of what we're hoping for when they're helping inside, that we can kick it out to one of the guards. Kelly's been shooting well this year so far, so they got to respect her. They have to respect Janessa. Cheyenne's coming on. They got to respect Carrie Coates on the drive. So, you know, we're getting there. It's a work in progress, but we're getting there as far as being more of a threat offensively, and that's going to be a big thing for us is being, having more threats out there on the floor.
Yeah, you really haven't had to develop your bench. Like last year, we had people 9, 10 deep. This year, it might take a few weeks to develop that depth.
Yeah, and we are. You know, we're trying to get them in there. We've got a freshman Emily Boniface that comes in and adds some speed and is aggressive, and she had a big steal down on the baseline too at a pretty important time. And Leslie Pfeiffer comes in and defends Courtney Aiken out there on the point for about 2 minutes at the end of the half and really didn't give her anything. And, you know, that was big for us as well, to, like you talked about earlier, to give some of our other players a little bit of a rest and protect them from some fouls. And so we're getting there.
So you had the rest of the weekend off. You already played your two games this week, losing to Kearney Catholic last night and then coming back with a win tonight over Centura. You look ahead, we've got Ord and Gibbon next week. And then you've got a little bit of a break before the holiday tournament that you'll be playing over in Minden again. So still plenty of basketball to be played for your team here in the month of December.
Yeah, you know, we get right after it. There aren't any easy games here in December, and we've struggled with it before. So that's like, you know, when we talked about B3-1 right now, you know, we got two more big games coming up and then the holiday tournament. As long as we can come with this kind of energy and give our best shot, we'll be happy with the girls.
Okay, congratulations again on the win.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Tim Marker, the head coach for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots winning by the score of 43-32 tonight. It was Janessa Boland leading away. She had 15 points in the basketball game. The Patriots led at all the stops here tonight, 9-8 after the first quarter, 22-14 at halftime, 30-27 after three quarters. And the Patriots win the girls' ball game by the score of 43-32. The boys' teams have been in the locker room and chatted here at halftime. They're back out on the floor getting ready for the second half here tonight. The Patriots led at the end of the first quarter 21-10. They used a 21-0 run in the first half to stake them out to this good-sized lead at halftime. Again, the Patriots leading by 25 at halftime. They have gotten 14 points tonight from Zach Hunt so far, 12 points from Nick Stein, 11 from Brady Barrett. Those guys have been the beneficiaries of some nice defensive play for the Patriots as they have stolen the ball several times in backcourt. In fact, the Centurions have 12 turnovers already unofficially here in the first half of play. So Zach Hunt leading the way with 14. Nick Stein has got 12. Brady Barrett has got 11. Other scores for Adams Central: Connor Lyons has got 5 points, 2 for Calvin Ott, and 2 for Nate Arnold. The Patriots have been to the free throw line only 2 times tonight, hit on both of those opportunities. Centura has been to the line a total of 4 times here tonight. They are 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. They've got the 12 turnovers. Their leading scorer is Ian Lemberg. He has got 6 points in the ball game. He's got 3 field goals, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Zach Roth has got 4 points on a field goal and a couple of free throws. Cameron Aiken has got 2 field goals for 4 points. He's 0 of 1 from the free throw line. And Dylan DeWitt has got a couple of field goals and 4 points for the Centurions. So we are set to go the second half here tonight from the Patriots gym. Adams Central way out on top. They lead by 25 points. As we start the second half, 46-21, Centura has the opening possession, shooting to our basket to our right, and they immediately turn the ball over. Driving the baseline was Lemberg, trying to jump pass over here to try to connect with Cameron Aiken, threw it through his fingertips out of bounds. 13 turnovers now in the Centurions. Adams Central walked the ball up to 4 this time as they come into their offensive zone. Nate Arnold has got it out here in 3-point territory, sends it inside the Lions. Back to the top of the key to Zach Hunt. Flips it back here. That's Nick Stein. Dribbles into the lane. Loses control of the ball. That is picked up by Aiken. Stein had a dribble penetration, but lost it in the lane. It's picked up there by Centura. Lob pass into the lane. It's going to be tipped away from Aiken. It nearly goes out of bounds. Now it does. And they give the ball to the Centurions. Last touch there by Connor Lyons. Can Adams Central, actually the St. Cecilia boys, had a big lead in the second quarter, 45-13. Playing at Donovan Trumbull tonight. The girls winning by a score of 71-28. There's a shot by Zach Roth that's up and in. Zach Roth scores for Centura. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame, 46-23. Patriots have the lead. Driving to the hole again is going to be Zach Hunt. His shot is up and in. Boy, he is getting to the front of the rim with no problem here against the Centura defense. Hunt now with 16 points in the basketball game, 48-23. We're a minute into the third quarter. Entry pass to Roth down in the baseline. Kicks it back out. On the wing, DeWitt for 3, shot no good. Rebound AC, foul called. That is Zach Hunt with a rebound. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Stein, I believe, of AC. That's the case. Nick Stein picks up the personal foul for the Patriots. Here comes Fowler back into the ball game. That's going to be the 4th foul on Nick Stein. And it comes with 6:53 to play here in quarter number 3. Fortunately enough, the Patriots are still leading by 25 points. Here's Roth from right in front of the basket. His shot no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot no good. Rebound Roth. Follow shot good. Aiken missed one in between, but Zach Roth started it, and Zach Roth will end it. Here's a shot at the other end. Quickly, Connor Lyons, just like that. Adam Central outraces the defense there for Centura, and Connor gets his third field goal of the ball game. He's got seven. 50-25, the Patriots have the lead. There's a shot taken by Kasperson. It's going to be no good, but he was hacked on the arm. And a foul is going to go here on Fowler of Adam Central. That's going to be his third. Here comes Calvin Ott into the ball game now for Adam Central, replacing Connor Lyons. Lyons battling an elbow injury, but he's played quite a bit here in this ball game tonight. Here's the pass. It's going to be intercepted by Hunt again, running back the other way. They get it to Fowler. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Hunt steals the ball away as Centura was playing the ball in from underneath their own basket. Got back up the floor quickly there, and a personal foul is going to be called on Centura. This is going to go on Roth. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Centurions here in the second half. To the free throw line, Jake Fowler. His shot is up there. It is good. Fowler now 3-of-3 from the free throw line this season. As the freshman will toe the mark one more time, the 5'9 freshman here for the Patriots. Next one is up there. It is good. Adam Central now 4-of-4 from the free throw line in this ball game. Fowler is 4-of-4 from the stripe this season. Adam Central now leads by the score of 52-25. Zach Roth has got the ball. He has it stripped away again. Picked up here by Adam Central's Brady Barrett. Sends it inside to Hunt. His shot is up and in. Turnover number 15 on the Centurions. Zach Hunt gets the field goal to go down. And now Centura wants to call a timeout. They have had no answer for the Adam Central defense here tonight. 6:02 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adam Central 54, Centura 25.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. All Patriots here tonight. Adam Central with a lead here in the third quarter. 6 minutes to play. 54-25. And now we got a foul in backcourt. Just as the Centurions were inbounding the ball. It's going to be Brady Barrett picking up a cheap foul there. That's going to be his second. Two fouls on Brady. That's going to be the third team foul on the Patriots here in the third quarter. And Centura's got the ball. Austin Kasperson has got it. Now to Dylan DeWitt over there as he works against Nate Arl, trying to penetrate. He's cut off there by Nate. Bounce pass back out to Roth. Now inside. They get it to Lemberg. His shot's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's lost out of bounds. Last touch there by Fowler of AC. Centura will play things in. 5:42 to play now in the third quarter. 54-25. The Patriots have the lead. Inbounds pass. They get it to Kasperson. His shot's going to be blocked down. Scramble is on. It's picked up down by Calvin Ott. So a blocked shot there by Adam Central. Back the other way is Fowler. His shot good and he's fouled. Wow. Jake Fowler in a hurry gets down the floor. Twisting and turning move just on the left baseline. And a foul is going to be called on Ian Lemberg. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Nick Stein. He will play with four personal fouls. Coming out is going to be Brady Barrett. 56-25. The Patriots have the lead. Zach Roth back into the ball game now for Centura. He's going to replace Ian Lemberg. So Adams Central at the free throw line now. Here's a shot. It's up there. It is good. So Fowler gets that one to go down. Three-point play, 57-25. Austin Kasperson has got the ball. Over to Zach Roth in the wing on the left side. Now to Ben Roth. His pass into the lane is going to be intercepted by Nate Arles. Now he loses control of the ball. Nate picks her back up, runs it back 4-on-2. He crashes forward, and it's going to be a foul on Nate. Second charging foul on Nate Arles. Took it to the basket and ran over a defender down there for Centura. And Nate picks up his second charging foul and his third foul in the ballgame. So Centura will walk the ball up the floor the other way. Austin Kasperson gets it into the forecourt now. Centura is looking for some kind of positive movement here. There's a pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted again. intercepted by Fowler as he gets the ball away to Zach Hunt, and he lays it in. Fowler gets the steal. Zach Hunt gets the field goal. Zach now with 20 points in the basketball game, 59-25. Adams Central keeps the pressure on the Centurions. Here's a Ben Roth out here in three-point territory. Moves it down in the corner to Kasperson. Kasperson holding the ball there against Zach Hunt, trying to get away. Now launches up a shot from 10. It won't go. Rebound Calvin Ott. Dribbles out of there. Gets the ball now into the hands of Jake Fowler. Fowler down the right sideline. Dribbles inside the three-point circle. Gives it away to Stein. He drives for the basket. It's going to be no good, and he is hacked on the arm. And now Stein will go to the free throw line. And now we got a technical foul called. A technical foul is going to be called, I think, on Nate Arnold. Nate Arnold is going to be hit by the technical foul here in the basketball game. Going to the free throw line is going to be Nick Stein for AC. And we'll have some technical foul shots at the other end. So a technical was called on Nate Arnold. Not sure exactly what transpired there, but it's a 59-25 ball game. You wouldn't think that they'd be too steamed up about anything. Stein gets the free throw. He's now got 13 points in the basketball game. Arnold is going to check out. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Zach Hollister for Adams Central. 60-25. Adams Central has got the lead. Stein will have one more free throw. Stein is 60% foul shooter in the season through the first two games. Next shot is up there. It is good, so he hits a pair here. And now head coach Tom Slechta wants to call a timeout. All right, so we have got a timeout now as Adams Central wants to talk things over with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play. We will take a timeout with the score Adams Central 60, Centura 25.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
It has been a long night for the Centurions here tonight in boys high school basketball. Adams Central is out on top with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the third period. It is 60-25. The Patriots have the advantage. Tom Slechta uses the entire timeout there for Adams Central to discuss, I'm sure, the Nate Arnold technical foul. Nothing heated, but just an explanation here. At the midcourt stripe, and now going to the free throw line to shoot the technical foul is going to be Lemberg. His shot is up there, it is good. Ian Lemberg now with 8 points in the basketball game. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now 61-26. They forgot to put that last free throw up on the board for Adams Central. Lemberg now misses his second opportunity. So it's 61-26, the score. 61-26, Adams Central has got the lead with 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the third. Centura will now get it because of the technical called on AC. A pass into the lane. Here's a shot taken by Lemberg. It's going to be blocked down. Rebound comes down to Adams Central's Hollister, and he's trapped it along the baseline, and he just knocks it off with a kneecap of Kasperson out of bounds. Adams Central will play things in here in backcourt with 4:15 remaining. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Ashton Dirks. Dirks into the ball game for AC. Jake Fowler has got the ball for Adams Central, moves it to the left side of the floor. There's Dirks with the ball, dribbles once, sends it out to Zach Hollister, drives it down the right side of the lane, can't do anything with it. Now to Stein. Stein to Fowler, angles into the lane. His pass is going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central ball. Last touch by Centura down on the baseline. End of the ball game now for the Centurions is going to be Kasperson again. Coming out will be Lemberg. 3:56 to play in the ball game at 61-26. Adams Central the lead. They lob it in. It's mishandled there by Ott, but it's picked up by Stein. Down in the corner to Fowler. Brings it back out to Stein in three-point territory. Dribbles down the lane. Goes up with a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up, shoots, and scores. Nick Stein now with 16 points in the basketball game. 63-26. Adams Central blowing the Centurions out of here tonight in boys high school basketball. A pass in the lane. Deflected again. Picked up this time by Ashton Dirks. A feed to Stein. His shot is up there. No good. Misses the layup, and the rebound comes down to Cameron Aiken. Aiken has got it for Centura. Gives it away now to Austin Kasperson. Picked up there by Dirks for Adams Central defensively. There's a pass to the near sideline. Getting away is going to be Dylan DeWitt. Circles around, stripped away. And the ball is going to be recovered here by Stein. Long pass down to Florida. Fowler, shot good. Jake Fowler now with 7, 65-26. 3:02 to play here in the third quarter. Kasperson has got it now for Centura. Goes over to a Dylan DeWitt looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Now throws the ball into the backcourt. It is loose and it's going to be picked up here by Stein. Stein has got it as he outraces Roth to the basketball. Takes it down into baseline. Now to Jake Fowler. Dribbles to the elbow. Nice pass down low and his shot is up and in. Ashton Dirks. Fowler gets the assist. Ashton Dirks gets the field goal. It's now 67-26. 2.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter in boys high school basketball action tonight from the Patriots gym. Austin Kasperson throws up a three. His shot is going to be no good from the near sideline. Picked up by Ashton Dirks on the rebound. Gets it out to Stein. He drives the length of the floor. His shot no good, and he is fouled in the play as Stein goes to the hole. A foul is going to be whistled on Dylan DeWitt of Centura. That's going to be his first. Nick Stein to the free throw line. Nick's got 16 points in the ballgame. Zach Hunt's got 20. Brady Barrett in double figures also with 11 points in the ballgame. I got a funny feeling everybody's going to see playing time here tonight for head coach Tom Slekta. It's 67-26. Patriots have the lead. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Stein. He's now 3 of 3 from the stripe tonight. Lemberg comes back in. DeWitt comes out now for the Centurions. Fowler is going to check out of the lineup now for Adams Central. Coming in is going to be Zach Kierkegaard. Here comes the next shot by Stein from the line. That one in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Calvin out. His shot is up there. It's no good. It is tapped out. It's recovered here by Adams Central. Zach Hollister has got the ball for the Patriots. Gets it away now to Stein. Dribbles in the lane. Contact made again, and a foul is called. Stein driving the ball to the basket with 4 personal fouls. A collision again in the paint, and this foul is going to be whistled on Lemberg. That's going to be his 4th. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Michael Lindblad. So Lindblad is in, a 6'1" junior. We told you that Zach Kierkegaard is in. He is a 6-foot junior as well for head coach Tom Slekta. 68-26. Patriots have the lead. Dirks gets it into Ott. His shot from right in front of the basket is good. Calvin Ott scores off of the inbound from Ashton Dirks. 70-26. Patriots have the lead with 2:05 remaining here in the third quarter. Kasperson has got it on the dribble now for Centura. Bounce pass out on top, nearly intercepted again. Ben Roth has got it. He sends the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted by Calvin Ott. Turnover number 20 so far for the Centurions. They've got 26 points and 20 turnovers in the ballgame. Ashton Dirks hops between a couple of defenders, lays it off here to Ott. His shot no good, gets his own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores. Calvin Ott now with 3 field goals and 6 points in the ballgame, 72-26. Patriots led at halftime, 46-21. Here's a Ben Roth with the ball again, picked up out here by Zach Kierkegaard for Adams Central. Pass on the high post there. They get it to Cameron Aiken. Aiken goes to DeWitt. Now here's a steal again as Aiken tries to send a pass the other way. Stolen by Ashton Dirks, and he takes it the distance and scores. Dirks now with 4 points in the ball game, and the Patriots lead 74-26. A minute to play. A pass into the lane again is going to be tipped, but this time picked up here by Ben Roth. Keeps it alive for the Centurions, and now a foul is going to be called as the ball came to the near sideline into the hands of Dylan DeWitt. A foul is called here on the Patriots. They're going Hollister. That's going to be his first. Adams Central leads by 48 points. 55 seconds to play in the third quarter. Zach Roth has got it now for Centura. Dribbles to the free throw line down the lane. He loses control of the ball. Hollister picks it up on the baseline. He lost control of it. It's now picked up by Cameron Aiken. Back outside, here's a 12-footer put up there by Ben Roth. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hollister for AC. Into the forward court to Dirks, to Calvin Ott. Shot good. Ott now with 8 points in the ballgame. The Patriots lead by 50. Unfortunately, there's no mercy rule in basketball. 20 seconds to play. Adams Central 76, Centura 26. Centura has got the basketball back in their offensive zone again. Kasperson just across the 10-second line, picked up by Dirks. Comes to Dylan DeWitt. Bounce pass comes on the near sideline now to Aiken. Aiken down to DeWitt, throws it to the far sideline again. Cranking up a three ball. It's going to be an air ball, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter of play as Kasperson cannot connect on a three ball. Adams Central has got a 50-point lead after three quarters here tonight in boys high school basketball. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 76, Centura 26.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
The fourth and final quarter, Adams Central has got a 50-point lead over Centura, 76-26. Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Donovan Trumbull in the third quarter, 77-31. Hastings High boys in action tonight. They're playing in Holdridge against the Dusters. So Adams Central has got it to start off this fourth quarter. We're going to see everybody that is suited up here tonight, I'll guarantee you. Zach Hollister has got the ball. That is Zach Kierkegaard. There's Dirks. Dumps it off again. Down low. His shot is up and in. This is Kevin Holand. Kevin Holand gets the field goal there for Adams Central. As he comes into the ball game, Holand is a 6'5" sophomore. Now into the ball game for Tom Slekta. 78-26. Here's a shot for the baseline. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Holand grabs it here for Adams Central. So Holand with a field goal and a rebound in the first 40 seconds of this fourth quarter. Adams Central has got it again in their offensive zone. This is Lindblad with the ball. Lindblad gets it away. Now to Hollister. As we are seeing the second and third teamers for Adams Central. They'll have to play the entire fourth quarter here. Hollister deep in the left corner, brings it up high on the block. Cross-court pass goes to Dirks, dribbles in the lane. His shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound by Lindblad. He goes up, and he's going to be fouled into play as he goes up for the shot. The foul is going to go on Cameron Aiken. That's going to be his third. Bronco basketball tomorrow afternoon. Hastings and Briarcliff from the Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Airtime 1:45, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. All the action right here on 1230 KHIS. Micah Lindblad gets his first free throw to go down. First point of the season for Micah Lindblad. He is a 6'1" junior. It's now 79-26. Adams Central the lead. Next one is up there. That one is good. 80-26. Adams Central will play at Wood River tomorrow night. Wood River beat this team by 20 points last week, 56-36. Here's Ben Roth, bombs away from three-point territory. His shot's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Centura grabs it. DeWitt's shot from the lane is going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. It was last touched there by the Patriots' Michael Lindblad. So it's going to be Centura inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 6:35 to play in the ball game. Patriots leading 80-26. Austin Kasperson has got the ball for Centura out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Dirks as the Patriots stay with their man-to-man defense. Kasperson on the dribble. Comes to the near side. Dribbling with the ball in three-point territory. Dirks right in his face. Here's a lob pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Lindblad. Here come the Patriots back the other way. Lindblad gets it away to the far sideline. And now he gets the ball back as he drives it down the lane. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Centura. 6 minutes to play. Here's a shot from three. It's going to be good. Dylan DeWitt throws up the three ball from the right side. He's now got 7 points in the basketball game. It's 80-29. Patriots in the lead here at boys high school basketball. Michael Lindblad has got it. Comes to the near sideline. Wild pass inside. Here's a shot taken by Holand. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lindbergh for Centura. Austin Kasperson has now got it. He works against Dirks. Kicks it back out into three-point territory. There's a three ball by Ian Lindbergh that rings the gong. He has now got 11 points in the ball game. So he's got 11 of the 32 that the Centurions have put up there tonight. 5.5 to go here in the ball game. The Patriots out on top, 80-32. Dribble penetration. They try to jump it off to Holand. And a jump ball is called as Holand is tied up on the play by Cameron Aiken. Ashton Dirks took it in the lane there for AC. Now Dirks is going to come out. Here comes Zach Hollister into the ball game. 5:15 to play after the ball game. We'll name our players of the game tonight. We're going to have a bunch of candidates here for the boys. And we'll have our coaches post-game show with head coach Tom Slechta before we get out here tonight. Adams Central going to chalk up an impressive win here tonight. Number three on the season. They'll go to 3-0 after this one. Centura will drop to 0-2. Dylan DeWitt down the left sideline. Kicks it out into three-point territory to Roth. Out of Lindbergh at the top of the circle. AC still into man-to-man defense. Lindblad right in his face defensively. There's Ben Roth. Comes across the top to Austin Kasperson. Back to the wing on the left side to Lindbergh. Looking for some penetration. Can't do it. Gives it away now to DeWitt. His long-range three is no good. Got him for the rebound. It's loose underneath the basket. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Adams Central basketball. 4:36 remaining here in the ball game. Adams Central 80. Centura 32. Here's Holand again underneath the basket with some dribble penetration, and Holand puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down partially, but a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Roth. That's going to be his second. And Kevin Holand will go to the free throw line here for AC. Kid with good size, 6'5", a sophomore, puts it up there, and his free throw is going to be missed. He will have one more. Foul in the act of shooting. That's the seventh team foul on the Centurions here in the basketball game. Adams Central has got six here in the second half. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. So Kevin Holand misses a pair. It's still 80-32 in favor of the Patriots. There's Lindbergh down in the baseline. He puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Holand grabs the rebound, and now he's going to be tied up on the play, and a foul is going to be called. Lindbergh got in there, and I think that's going to be number five on him. He's going to foul out of the ballgame. Centura does not appear to be very deep anyway. Now Lindbergh fouls out of the ballgame with 4:18 remaining here in the fourth quarter. He's going to check out. That's going to send Holand to the free throw line. Coming into the ballgame for Centura is going to be Cameron Aiken. Aiken has been in and out of the lineup throughout the ballgame here tonight. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. Holand back to the free throw line here for AC. This shot is up there. It is no good. He's now 0-3 from the free throw line. And now the ball goes out of bounds. It was last touch there by Michael Lindblad for Adams Central. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also available online at www.hastingslink.com. 80-32. Patriots out on top. Ben Roth has got the ball for Centura. Bounce pass goes over to Zach Roth. Holds it out in three-point territory. Zach over to Dylan DeWitt. DeWitt tries to go back door. It's mishandled by Austin Kasperson. Good idea, but not executed very well. And it's a turnover on the Centurions as they throw the ball away. 22 turnovers in the ball game now for the Centurions. Here's a Zach Hollister. Gets it away to a Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard down to Hollister out in three-point territory. As the Centurions try to stop the bleeding here in the fourth quarter, they're down 80-32. Adams Central working with the ball on their offensive end. Hollister from the right sideline. Drives, dumps it off inside to Holand, goes up with a shot, it's tipped around, it is loose, and it's picked up by AC. Lindblad has got it, and they reset the offense. Down to 3:25 to go. Hollister hops in the lane, goes to the basket, a shot up and in. Zach Hollister scores. 82-32. Again, the Patriots leading by 50, and now we have got a timeout here for Centura. The Centurions want to talk things over. God knows what they're going to talk about, but they're down by 50 points here. 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score of the Patriots 82, Centura 32.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym. 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in this one. Adams Central has got the lead by 50, 82-32. Again, a last check from Donovan. It was St. Cecilia leading Donovan Trumbull by the score of 77-31. That was in boys' play. In girls' play tonight, St. Cecilia took care of Donovan Trumbull 71-28. The Adams Central girls winning tonight by 11, 43-32 over Centura. So the Centurions have the basketball one more time here. Devin Hinkson is into the ball game, and now Centura has substituted pretty freely here on that last dead ball. There's a Kasperson, takes it down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound, Micah Lindblad for Adams Central. Patriots come back the other way with the basketball. That's Kierkegaard. Nearly lost control of it. Kierkegaard gets it under control. Comes to Ashton Dirks. Dirks to Micah Lindblad. Now to the right side to Kierkegaard. As they swing it back around to the left side, that's a Lindblad with the ball. Lindblad back outside the ring to Kierkegaard. To Lindblad. Bounce pass goes inside, and now we got a double dribble violation on Holland. Double dribble violation on Holland. Into the ball game now for Centura is going to be Seth Lindenmeyer. Lindenmeyer into the ball game, a 6-foot sophomore. Coming out is going to be Cameron Aiken. 2:35 remaining here in this one. But a long night for the Centurions in this ball game. Adams Central jumped out to a 21-10 lead. Used a 21-0 spurt in the first half, and that's been all she wrote. Here's Ben Roth going to the hole. He gets his first field goal in the ball game out of the season. As Ben Roth, the 5'7" freshman, puts it down through the hole there for the Centurions. And the Patriots now lead by 48 points, 82-34. Ashton Dirks, dribble penetration again, dumps it off down low to Holland, and he lays it in. Kevin Holland now with 4 points in the game. It's 84-34 with a 1:58 left here in the contest from the Patriots gym. Devin Hinkson with the ball now for Centura. Gives it to Ben Roth. Roth on the dribble, moves it to the right side. Holland right in his face defensively. A mismatch there. There's a feed outside to Kasperson. His three is no good. Austin grabs it back here for Centura. Takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass down to Hausick. Ryan Hausick is into the ball game, and now we got a whistle, and he stepped out of bounds. Turnover number 23 in the ball game for Centura. 84-34. Patriots again leading by 50. Here's Ashton Dirks. So he lost the ball. Gets it to Lindblad down in the corner. Now back inside to Holland, and he lays it in. Kevin Holland now with 6 points in the game. It's 86-34. With a minute 19 to play here in the ball game. Dribbling with the ball out here is going to be Austin Kasperson. Kasperson goes over to Hanasek. Hanasek to the top of the key to Hinkson. Hinkson dribbles down the right side of the lane. Has it stripped away again. The Patriots have another turnover. Running back the other way. A driving layup is going to be missed. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Lindblad, so he keeps it alive for the Patriots. Circles around in the three-point territory. Deep in the right corner. Back outside. Here's Kierkegaard for three. Shot is up there. It's too strong. Rebound Adams Central with 45 seconds to play. Patriots have another crack at things here. Here's Ashton Dirks with the ball, dribbling, loses control. It's picked up here on the near side by Zach Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard dribbles, flips it away to Michael Lindblad. Lindblad down to Dirks on the dribble, moves it to the right side. He hands it away to a Kierkegaard as Adams Central just has a little weave set up out here in three-point territory running the clock. They're not too anxious looking for shots, and now he sent it inside, and it's going to be right through the fingertips of Holland out of bounds. So a turnover on Adams Central. That's number 9 on the Patriots. Down to 18 seconds to play here in this one. Centura's got another chance at things here. Devin Hinkson has got it for the Centurions. Gets it to Hanasek down in the corner. Here's a bombs away three-pointer put up there no good by Hinkson. Rebound comes down to Michael Lindblad. Long pass down to four. It's going to be too far. Goes out of bounds. So he threw it too far. It's going to be turnover number 10 on the Patriots. Centura will play it in, and that should be the ball game. As they get it in to Kasperson, approaches the 10-second line. He'll throw it up from there. His shot is no good, and that is the ball game. This one comes to an end. Adams Central wins it in a big way here tonight. Patriots got out to a 21-10 first quarter lead, led 46-21 at halftime, 76-26 after three quarters. And the Patriots win this one going away tonight. Final score, Adams Central 86, Centura 34. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Patriots gym at Adams Central. The Patriots win it tonight in boys high school basketball, final score of 86-34. The Patriots use a 21-0 run from about midway through the first quarter until midway through the second quarter. And that was all she wrote. Put them away early as Centura trailed at halftime 46-21. And the Patriots got everybody into the ball game here tonight, and they win easily 86-34 as they win their third ball game of the season. They were led tonight by Zach Hunt. He had 20 points in the basketball game, 9 field goals, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Nick Stein came up with 17 points in the game tonight. He had 7 field goals, and he was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. In double figures as well, Brady Barrett, he came up with 11 points all in the first half. Other scorers: Kevin Holland came off of the bench, played in the fourth quarter, ended up with 6. Jake Fowler had 7 points. Nate Arlt had 2. Ashton Dirks ended up with 4 points in the ball game tonight. Connor Lyons had 7. Zach Hollister had 2. And Calvin Ott had 8. Unofficially, 10 turnovers on the Patriots tonight. They were 10 out of 14 for the free throw line. Centura was just 4 out of 7 for the stripe tonight. I had them with 24 turnovers. Only one man in double figures. That was Ian Lemberg. He had 11 points. Zach Roth had 8. 7 for Dylan DeWitt. 4 points for Cameron Aiken. 2 points for Austin Kasperson. And 2 points for Ben Roth. Centura is now 0-2 on the season. They will get ready for Central City tomorrow night. The Adams Central Patriots improved to 3 wins and no losses. They will play against Wood River on Saturday. Again, the final score was Adams Central 86, Centura 34. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
This is the player of the game. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning. 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Central here tonight. The girls win by the score of 43-32 over Centura, and the guys blow out the Centurions, the final of 86-34. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS for the Adams Central girls basketball game. Janessa Bullen led the way. She had 15 points in the basketball game tonight. Jalinda Hodson had a bushel basket full of rebounds. She contributed 8 points in the ball game. Kelsey Sedlak came off of the bench to score 6 points for the Patriots. And then Kelly Shuck had 5 points as Adams Central picked up their third win in four outings tonight as they beat Centura by the score of 43-32. For the guys, everybody got in the ball game here tonight. Zach Hunt scoring 20 points. Nick Stein had 17. 11 for Brady Barrett. And then some of the guys coming off of the bench late for Adams Central in impressive fashion. Calvin Ott came up with 8 points in the ball game. Also, Kevin Holman, a couple of younger kids, got into the scorebook as Holman scores 3 field goals and 6 points. All candidates for our player of the game. And we'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
For the Adams Central girls basketball team is going to be Janessa Bolin. Bolin comes up with 3 3-pointers in the ball game tonight. Had 3 2-point field goals, and she was 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Janessa scores 15 points in the ball game. Had 6 in the first half and 9 more in the second half. Janessa Bolin will be our player of the game for the Adams Central girls basketball team. For the guys, you can pretty well put anybody in the hat tonight and pull them out, but we'll go with the leading scorer for the Patriots, Zach Hunt. In the ball game tonight, he had 9 field goals in the game, and he was 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Zach scores 14 points in the first half of play and did not play a whole lot after halftime. He came up with 6 points. Zach ends up with 20 in the ball game as Adams Central rocks the Centurions of Centura tonight at Boys High School basketball. Final score of 86-34. Zach Hunt and Janessa Bullen are players of the game tonight for Adams Central. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Back at the Patriots gym again. Adams Central wins it tonight by a score of 86-34. Still waiting for Tom Slechta, the head coach for Adams Central, to make his way back out of the locker room as the Patriots improve to 3 wins and no losses on the season here tonight. Big, big win over the Centurions. Again, they use a 21-0 run in the first half of play to stretch out the lead, and they led it at halftime by 25 points at 46-21. They had an easy time of things tonight with the Centurions. They win by a final margin of 86-34. Get the Adams Central girls winning in the first ball game, 43-32 over Centura. So Adams Central's girls now 3-1 on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia playing tonight in Donovan. The St. Cecilia boys winners over Donovan Trumbull by the score of 77-34. And in the girls game tonight, it was Hastings St. Cecilia winning over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 71-28. So both St. Cecilia teams winning tonight, both Adams Central teams winning. The Hastings High boys and girls, they were on the road tonight playing in Holdridge. No scores in on those particular ball games as of yet. But again, Adams Central wins this one in boys high school basketball, the final of 86-34. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
We'll have more basketball coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHS. We will head for Sioux City for coverage of the Hastings College Broncos tomorrow. Hastings in a couple of tough ball games against the Briarcliff Chargers. Both of the Briarcliff teams are ranked in the top 25 in the country. In fact, both teams are ranked number 15 on their respective sides. Hastings College women, of course, are ranked number 3 in the country. The guys receiving votes in the latest poll, so should be a good contest tomorrow from the Flanagan Center in Sioux City. On the air with the pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon with head coach Jeff Dittman. 2 o'clock for the tip-off for the women's ball game. 4 o'clock for the guys as Hastings will be on the road playing at Briarcliff tomorrow afternoon. So that'll wrap up coverage. Tom Slecht is still in the locker room with his ball club here tonight. Hastings Adams Central wins it by the score of 86-34 over the Centurions. That'll do it from the Patriots gym. For Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.